tomorrow's news today.
Friday, November 8th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here for the next 4 hours today. I'm coming back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. We have the other host, 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be doing a show tomorrow as well at 3 p.m. Central over the InfoWars system. We can be shut down as early as next Wednesday. All right. Here's where we are. I don't just get up here and say these things to hear myself talk. I'm taking on these evil people. I know their battle plan. All I do is study them. All I do is study history. All I do is study their reports. All I do is this. This is what I do. And quite frankly, with general aggregate knowledge, I know more than anybody else on air, hands down. That's a fact. There are specialists that know way more than me in certain areas, but I am a generalist, and I have the data. And I know how to stop the globalist. And I know what they're planning to do. So, last night and this morning, I did intense studying till 3 a.m. this morning. I got home after doing an emergency broadcast last night at about 11 p.m., and I intensely studied for 4 hours. And then I slept at 7 a.m. and got up and intensely studied for at least 2 hours and did deep focus. I didn't just read the reports. I spent at least an hour of the time last night and this morning sitting in a chair with my eyes closed, focusing on the information. Now, I know exactly what they're going to do from all the data points. I know the move they're now making. And then I've got their sub moves if that starts to fail. I am going to lay out the enemy battle plan 72 days from the inauguration. And then if we make it past that battle, I'm going to lay out their next attack plan. And most of this you're going to know. When I say this stuff, you're like, yeah, we know that too. You study it too. I get it. But you're not reaching 70 million people a day right now. Okay? And I'm not belittling you. I'm saying I'm reaching those people because of you. We're reaching those people. So we have the battle plan. Getting chills. We know what the enemy's going to do. It's absolutely horrible. I'm going to lay it out this hour. And I need everyone who already knows all this to take the information and give it to the people that don't. And this is one of the strongest things to defeat the globalist plan, because we're not just informing the general public. That's very important. We directly have most of Trump's entourage, who are good people and are smart in many ways but don't have the full spectrum of understanding, understand what's happening, and then they will look into what I'm saying and they will adopt exactly what I'm saying within days, and we will not be caught flat-footed. Just like they tried last year to roll out COVID restrictions. I told you months before they did it, they tried it just like I said I would, just like they did, because I've shown the documents from federal sources, and we stopped it. Dead in its tracks. Okay? We're going to do it again. But we're not just going to stop some new COVID rollout. We're going to stop their whole counteroffensive against us. This is a war. We just won the biggest battle in our history. But now the most important battles are here. Now you are the Palmer of Ears. I want you to aggressively, like it's a war because it is, share the live feed for Real Alex Jones now. Take your destiny in your hands now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish Sea Moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, November 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Central Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right, a lot of what I'm going to say today, you've already heard, and you've already seen it unfold. And most of it, you're going to know. But there's been a lot of new developments. But what is different here is that I've been looking at all the globalist attack plans, their counteroffensive against us, what they were pre-programming during the election, what they promised to do if Trump won after the election. And so we know the different weapons they've got, the different false flags they've got, the different tactics they've got, the different crises they can generate or exacerbate, just like you have the other football team's playbook, but you don't know which play they're going to run when. Now I know the plays they're going to run. I see them going from having it warmed up and ready to seeing the formation set up when they come out of the huddle. Now they can do some trick plays as well, and try to fool us with the formation, but it's the exact formation I would have expected, and then we know the trick plays they can run as well. And unlike a football game where we've got 10 seconds or less when they come out of the huddle to figure out what they're really doing, we've got days, weeks, or months in this next 72 days out from the inauguration. We'll put that up on the board. So here's the bottom line, and there's so many data points. I'm going to try to walk through this as best I can. There's so many places to start, so many angles to it, but let me just give you the summation. They are not going to give up power in a peaceful transition when Harris and Biden said they would on Wednesday morning, 2 days ago, seems like 1,000 years ago. We knew they're disingenuous. And then their surrogates in Congress, in the states, in the controlled corporate media were given the exact same script of Trump's coming to kill you, Trump's coming to murder you, Trump's coming to take your transgender hormones, Trump is coming to enslave you, and he is illegitimate. And we must overthrow him. And we must be pirates. And we must be strong and ready to fight physically. So it was foreshadowing with Carville and others saying we need armed uprisings by black men against President Trump if he gets elected, because he's coming to kill you. He's coming with the military to kill you. Again, they didn't all say that. Hundreds of them, the surrogates, Harris, Biden, all of them, because they weren't planning that. Then you have to ask, well, how do they trigger that? How do they point and say, look, the Trump supporters are killing the black men or killing the Hispanics or doing that? Well, they the deep state winds up some crazy people or blows it up themselves or winds up some crazy people and shoots up a group of, you know, minorities or non-whites. I mean, it's obviously the last piece. And now we see it. All these text messages and emails being sent around from white supremacists to former Democrat voters. They've got the database of who they are. From Zuckerberg and the rest of it. That's the AI. And there's just reportedly just millions and millions of messages an hour on people's text messages, on their emails, on their Facebooks, on their exes, attacking black people, saying you're cotton pickers, you're slaves, you're Uncle Toms, to bully them on one hand that they voted for Trump or they think they voted for Trump, and on the other hand they're getting racist messages from, quote, white people crowing about, oh, you blacks got it, we got Trump in. So the Psy War is hyping racial conflict. Like we saw with the Justice Department hyping up Trayvon Martin under Obama, and then when Trump was in with George Floyd, and it came out that was the Justice Department hyping that up. So they'll stage an event, or they'll hype up an unfortunate event that happens, like George Floyd or Trayvon Martin, and then project that on with all this chatter that the Trump people are coming for you. And then the big event, the big mass shooting, the big bombing happens. Now that's the main move they're clearly going with now. And I've got the clips where they're all pre-programming it. So it's definite that right now they're running that play. Now they do a handoff or something in the last minute. Quarterback acts like he hands it off to the running back, and really he hands it off to somebody else, or maybe all of a sudden he runs for it. I don't know. But I know what they're running right now. So that's going on. And then there's a thousand other points that I can just instantly think of. The other talking point by members of the House and Senate, Democrats, their spokespersons, Rachel Maddow, who gets direct scripts from them on record, Kimmel, all of them, Colbert, who they admit gets scripts daily from the Democrats, that you can pull that up. Kimmel admits working with Democrats daily on his routine. Colbert coordinates the Democratic Party on his routine. You can pull this up. And I know you already know that. The point is that they are saying Trump is going to call the military out, so we've got to uprise so that he knows he's not in charge and can't bully us. They say we've got to get him off balance. I'll play the clips in a moment. So that none of his agenda gets through. We got to be pirates. We got to get aggressive. We got to get violent. These are quotes. We've got to go out and stop him before he attacks us. That's what I said weeks ago. I said they're saying Trump's coming to kill black people with the military. Trump's coming to get you. And I said the next thing, this is projection, they've got to get violent before he does it. See? So they load that idea, and then they start saying to the surrogates, Maddow and all of them, we need the military to rise up against Trump before he uses it on us. Think of that mind trick. We need a military coup with the Democrats, just like the movie Civil War, where there's a Trump president who's racist, and then there's a coalition of the main military of the U.S. that goes and kills him in the Secret Service. So, and Obama produced movies similarly in the last year, like Leaving Forever. So then Blumenthal, 8 months ago, who's one of their top generals, Senator Blumenthal introduces a bill that if he makes it through all this, they're going to do it again. Or they may launch the man attack once he gets inaugurated on Inauguration Day all over the country. That'll be their Independence Day, their Communist New World Order Takeover Day. And it's looking more and more like that. But they can attack now and try to keep him from ever getting in. And that's being debated, and they got both scenarios going. Or they do it on Inauguration Day or there right after. And they've got legislation introduced to strip the power of the executive in a legislative coup of Congress over the executive and strip him from the power of the military domestically. And so they're all over the news saying he's going to use the military. We got to strip the power now. I'll share the articles, the clips, all of it. So that's what they're going to do. And Trump, as I said during the campaign, they think that sounds too dark, even though the Democrats are saying that. That Trump's going to do it. He's got to come out and say, you're the ones that signed executive orders for martial law and to have the military kill Americans during civil unrest. Kennedy talked about it. His sons talked about it. But we pushed it out in the open and forced the debate. You did. This audience, you did a great job. I was getting no coverage. You took my show, took the clips, got massive views, probably 100 million of the different clips I saw on X, and it got on the table. But now he's the president-elect. He's got to address this when they're all over the channel saying he's coming with the military to get you. He's going to kill you because you're not white. So we've got to have the military block him and stop him. What scenario are they cooking up to try to put him in that position where the whole country's burning once he's president and it's his duty to do that? And then the military's been told, don't do that. He's the enemy. And then they use the foreign gangs and the Chinese troops as the muscle of the left, but it's all branded. Anybody fighting against the leftist uprising and Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the communists and the Soros-funded gangs as, oh, it's the non-racists versus the Nazis. And they think their constituents are dumb enough to actually believe that when they try this. So it's not a civil war. They'll brand it as a race-based civil war. It is a foreign, multinational, globalist, collaborator, deep state, Democrat destabilization operation to have the fog of burning cities as the pretext for the outgoing Harris, Obama, Biden coup to bring in martial law, kill Trump, never accept that he got into office, and come after his supporters. So that could very easily be what they go for in the next 72 days. And so, because the brainwashing operation they've launched and the legislation, all the statements follows that plan. So do they attack before he's in or do they attack after? But they're doing a little bit more of the programming to run the play after he's in. But they could shift because they haven't decided right now. They're badly disarrayed. So I can see hesitation. And obviously a lot of their people are saying, don't try this. It's too dangerous. We're going to end up all going to prison. You know, we're lawyers. This is a war. You know, we work for other people, so no one knows what we're doing. We need plausible deniability. This dog ain't going to hunt. And so our job is to convince the more sane people in the dying power structure where everyone's turning against you, not just here, but around the world. The globalist government of Germany is about to fall. Scholz government's falling. It's like a weekly occurrence now. So Trudeau will be gone soon. Netanyahu will be gone soon. If we can't start World War III, it's on. So we need to let the saner people in the system know we don't want a war. We just want the country back. It's fair and square. We want prosperity. We're not coming to kill you. Give me a break. Just stop fighting. Stop destroying the country. Stop destroying the border. Stop destroying the military. Stop the poison shots. We're taking the keys away. You're crazy. Roll over. And all you got to do to surrender to America and common sense and prosperity instead of total collapse World War III with a nice gravy of civil war, the only thing you got to do is just stop. And it'd be nice, like Zuckerberg, you know, to signal. All right? Just give us the signal. Because I'm really trying to stop this fiasco. I want stability. I want all this stuff to stop. But I've got to be firm with the globalists and their minions and also, you know, let them know that if they take us into this realm that they're in, they are going to manifest the strongman dictatorship they've been talking about. Because that's what the people are going to demand. If you force this into a physical confrontation and then the people win, it is going to become totalitarian at first by necessity, but that never goes away easily. And that could become a danger. And I would oppose that. So guys, we don't want this to turn into a Pinochet situation or a Franco situation with the left in this country. I really don't want you getting helicopter rights. All right? You're not going to run us. You're not going to enslave us. You're not going to line us up against the wall. You're not going to, you know, cut our children's genitals off anymore. You're not going to make us eat bugs. I really want to just get the country back. If the left pushes this crap and then Trump defeats them, there will then be an internal other faction that'll kill Trump in his sleep or something like that. And then the guy they put in after that is going to be the dictator. And that's what the globalists really want. And it more and more looks like the left's being set up to have this happen. So I'm really giving you the deep dive here. And I'm just telling all the globalists, Fink, Gates, all of you guys, I've looked at this carefully. And there's a chance to bring back a new renaissance and stabilize the planet. And there's a big faction that wants that in the people and in the establishment. But when things go like this in history, they generally spin out of control. So the left will lose one way or another. There's a real danger if you make us crush you out of necessity, that then that operation turns into its own cancer after we've defeated you. And it's just not a good situation. So I'm being very honest with everybody about where I see things standing. I'm extremely well-researched and extremely educated in the ways of the world by doing this for over 30 years. And I think everybody that's got a good understanding of history understands that what I'm saying is where we're at. And we've got three different ways to go here. And I would really try to sell everybody on stopping this crap now. So, they are definitely not going to go peacefully. They are definitely not planning on the peaceful transfer of power. They are playing possum. And a lot of Trump folks want this to be over. I get it. You want to celebrate. You want to think everything's handled. It's not. We are not out of the woods. In fact, the real fight is now. And so, we need to talk about what we need to do. And the first thing you need to do is take the live feed of this show on Real Alex Jones and InfoWars on X and at AJN Live, or the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live, and follow that and share the feeds from there. And when we archive this analysis, and very soon, the next hour or so from the first hour, we put it up, it needs 100 million, 200 million views to really be effective. I mean, it will probably get 10 million views right now, but, you know, just the clip of what I'm saying. But we need 100, 200 million, okay? I mean, that's how we're really going to get everybody educated. Numbers like that, they can't stop. And I need Trump and I need his people to understand this is life and death. I know Trump's for real. I know he just wants prosperity and stability. That's what he likes. He likes nice, happy, stable, good things, happy people. He's not a totalitarian, but he hates totalitarians, and he's a good man. But if you don't know that the globalists will have a left-wing government or a right-wing government, a tyranny if they can, that's what they want. And the way this is setting up is the left's going to make its move. They're being set up. Trump doesn't make it. And then the left will actually end up in concentration camps down that road. I mean, you will. I mean, it's really bad. And you're being set up. So we need to really understand where we are historically. I mean, we're at the edge of a cliff right here. And it's got to stop. So, and I can assure the globalists, and you're smart enough to know this, you're never getting out of this. The only way you get out of this is if you surrender. All these lies that we're going to track you all down and kill you all, you know that's not true. It's too destabilizing. Some of the leadership will have to be punished. And your systems will have to be turned off. and your power will have to be taken away. But smart people understand fully destroying you will make you have nothing to lose. And there's too many weapons, too many dumbed-down people, too much craziness. Is a very good probability civilization collapses. So there has to be a balance in all of this. But they are definitely going to try to kill Trump again. And it's going to be more professional this time. They try to do it through wind-up toys. Because they're cowards and they're losing their power. But it'll be more professional this time. And that's going to be in the midst of some horrible event where Trump supporters kill a bunch of black people or Hispanics. Something like that. And we've just got to get ahead of this and see through this now. And see, that's why they're so desperate to get me off the air. Because I'll say the stuff other people won't say, even though they know it, that are prominent. And IBIS is already out there. People will recognize the signs. They're trying to pull it. The globalists will weigh things and realize they're not going to be able to get away with it. The corporations and government systems, most people aren't actively evil. They're just dumbed down or compartmentalized. This decompartmentalizes people in society so that they're not naive. I mean, it's really that simple. And so we're in a race for civilization, a race for the electricity to work, to have medicine, to have retirements. I mean, I'm not some crazy revolutionary that has dreams of, you know, overthrowing stuff and building something in my image. I like what our ancestors built. I want to make it better. I don't want to blow it all up like the Joker. These people are like the Joker. These people are bad. And when these different elites get down to the wire like this and get cornered in history, they start fighting with each other, and that's when stuff really gets bad. So if you think that chicken neck Rachel Maddow up there declaring military a war with Trump supporters, you think that idiot knows any of this stuff? She just reads off her pretentious teleprompter. And you know, she's just, and then all the zombies that follow her, you know, she looks like what they think's cool. And they think she's in charge. And they're basically all being completely set up. So I'll play those clips when we come back. But, and there's a lot that goes into this, but they're going to hit us very soon with the destabilizing pretext for the detonator, the cover that it's a race war when really it's a globalist destabilization plan to bring in civil unrest that they call a racial civil war or between left and right. And that's what they're announcing, that they're going into this. And we have to expose it and understand what it is, and then not engage in it. But that's why they defunded the police and did their beta test in the summer of 2020 for burning down the country. They think they're going to hold us hostage and create such violence and turmoil that then they have some way of keeping Trump from getting in. But they realize that will generate even more resistance because he hasn't even gotten in yet. They're probably going to go with once he gets in staging stuff and then saying he's the dictator, we got to drive him out. So we're here. We're here right now. This is the most dangerous point in any of our lives. Stay with me.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm laying out the enemy battle plan, and now I'm going to give you the rest of the story. So, they've got legislation introduced that once he's president, they think they can pass to strip him of the power of the military. Now, that is a coup by the legislative branch against the executive. It's the end of the country. But is it? In 1913, there was a legislative coup. Congress, unconstitutionally, Supreme Court should have struck it down, transferred power of the purse that's expressly in the Constitution to Congress to the private Federal Reserve. What did Jerome Powell, the head of the private Federal Reserve, say yesterday? We have the clip coming up. They said, if Trump orders you to resign, will you? No. If Trump fires you, will you quit? No, he can't fire me. Well, who can? Congress. Congress created the Federal Reserve, but it's not a government body. And in the act, they can only abolish it. Can't audit it? Nothing. Ron Paul tried all that. So now they're saying, oh, we're going to put a law in that Congress controls the military domestically. That's a coup. And they're trying to pass laws, the Democrats have introduced it, to create an inspector general controlled by Congress that controls the Supreme Court. You see where this is going. The globalists are making their move through Congress and the courts that they control, not all of them, and through
the attorney generals they control 20 plus of, and the DAs they put in. But their power has peaked and is now being rolled back. So what's one of the main triggers that we know? Will they shoot up a black church? Well, the FBI was handling this white supremacist that was supposedly going to shoot up black people. They busted him on November 4th. Turned out they were running the guy. They were his leaders. It's provocateur, like the Whitmer case, the kidnapping that was turned out was fake. But they were trying to wind him up to do that. Instead, he said, oh, I'll just blow up a power station. Couldn't get him to do it. But they don't even need to do that. Trump has pledged to deport the illegals, starting with the gangs and the smugglers and the human traffickers, and then they will use some of those cases or provocateur it, or the Border Patrol make a mistake in any operation this big they are, and that will inflame, and the Democrats will say, go out and riot. And then Trump tries to call out the military, like Herbert Walker Bush did in 92 in the LA riots. And then it's billed as fascist, and the media fans the flames, and the blue cities order the police to stand down, like you already saw beta tested in 2000, and the country burns. And they've said that's what they're going to do, and I've got Rachel Maddow in a 3.5-minute clip that we could break down for hours here, because it's a script she's given, and it's a script all the rest of them are reading. So how do we respond to that? Well, we point out what's going on. We point out that they're the ones stirring it up. We get ahead of it. Now, while we're doing all of that, we've got to make sure people like Mike Pompeo, who's a horrible neocon, stabbed Trump in the back, spied on Trump, worked against Trump, didn't think Trump knew. He went on Fox News and CNN and said Trump deserves, you know, to be arrested. He's not allowed to have classified documents, which is a total lie. Trump didn't even know that was real. I talked to somebody that talked to Trump yesterday, and they said, can you send me that clip? I heard he said it, and I searched it in 5 seconds and typed in to X, Pompeo on the Mar-a-Lago raid. 5 seconds. The truth is nobody in the new Trump administration wanted to show him the clip. They don't want to get in a fight with Pompeo and the deep state. They all know. It's just, I'll tell Trump. Roger Stone will tell Trump. Don Jr. will tell Trump. So, you know, he watches mainstream TV a couple times a day. He misses most of it. Now he watches what he calls the clips online that Barron shows him. So Barron's there all day now just showing him his dad stuff, warning him, thank God. So Barron really is doing that. I've confirmed that. So say hi to Barron and his buddies that we've been talking to. So that's who he can trust, people like his children and his wife. And Vance is a good guy. But a lot of these other people are double agents. And at the right time, I'll start exposing him. So they're talking about Pompeo on the cabinet. It's being pushed. And Pompeo was with Trump a few days ago on stage. Horrible. Now, hopefully it's like Romney when he was nice to Romney when Trump first got elected and even helped him get in the Senate. But people said, oh, Trump was playing 3D chess. No, he wasn't. He was trying to be nice, figuring he could bring people in. No, they're globalists. They'll stab you in the back. And Romney got into the Senate and then attacked Trump. That wasn't 3D chess. Trump was too trusting, like it was a business, like he'd share power with them. They don't like you. They're globalist. They don't want to help make the country great. They don't want to share power with you. They want to destroy you. They don't like you. Pompeo just oozes sliminess. Famously said, I lie to the American people. I love it. That's what I'm trained to do. Want to see the clip again? Want to see him attacking Trump? We'll play both of them. The CIA teaches us how to lie clip and the clip of him. Very pleased that Trump was raided. Yeah, it's really bad what Trump did. You can't do that. Bull. He could have declassified all of that stuff when he was president. He could have worn it as a coat. He could have given it to the public. That's the law. He's the head of the executive branch. And Pompeo, that rat from the State Department and the CIA, the coup against America, the enemy of the people, knows that. So we got those challenges. Everybody's asking me if Susie Wiles is good. And Rogers definitely knows what he's doing and is 100% good and is a total Trump loyalist. He says Susie Wiles is amazing. So there you go. Yeah, has she worked and brushed shoulders and been around the swamp? Yeah, she's been in the swamp. But she's helped Trump navigate all this crap. And things have been a lot better since she was there. And she got the teams to go out and stop the election fraud and mitigate it. And she is a wrecking ball to the New World Order. That's from Trump. That's from Stone. She's good. Pompeo is the devil. But we got that fight to make sure he gets the good people in. He's got to remove the leadership of the Justice Department as soon as he gets in. You notice they're already raiding Alfie Oaks with the Pentagon involved and his packing plant. Because anybody that packs their own beef always gets raided. That's what he thought it was about. But a lot of folks think it's about Jan 6 and other things. And him helping General Flynn. You know, I've got a lot of family in beef production. I know a lot of people that are in. I know people that own chains of steakhouses and stuff. They've looked into trying to start their own meat packing plant at lower prices. They won't let you do it. The federal regulators won't let you do it. They'll come charge you with something. So, and Alfie's doing it. He said, screw you. He's been doing it. It's great beef, by the way. Some of the best I ever tasted. So, he was also, they were talking about being the head of the agriculture department instead of Massey. But expect in the next 70-something days for them to attack whoever they can from the Justice Department. You got that going on. But we also need to instantly go on the offense against the deep state, even before he gets hit, and that's happening. Congress and the Republicans, the Judiciary Committee, has sent him a letter getting him ready to hold all his documents, and that he's being investigated for criminal political election interference. And then we've got Trump lawyer Mike Davis fires warning shot at New York AG Letitia James, Soros minion. Continue your lawfare against Trump and we'll put your fat ass in prison. That clip's coming up. I want to show people this article. It's right here. This is where we shoot the document cam, right here. I want to show people this right here. This is the letter that I just mentioned to you from Congress. And then we've got this article that I just mentioned. So, that's good. I mean, this is ours to lose. The bad guys are criminals. The bad guys are scum. The bad guys are absolutely atrocious. What they're doing is totally illegal and unpopular and horrible. It should be easy to beat these tyrants just with the information, and if we're willing to block them and stand against them with the law, with the courts, and with our support for people that are fighting them. But you've got to expose them. And you've got the head of the Federal Reserve saying he's not going to do a damn thing Trump tells him. Yeah, the Federal Reserve is private, set up by an act of Congress, totally unconstitutional. But the Fed has always in history done what presidents tell it because they know the president can go to Congress and get them abolished. This is the first time I've ever seen a Fed head say, I'll tell a president, go fly a kite, jump in the lake, piss up a rope. But it goes with everything else the system, the establishment's saying. And the Federal Reserve's at the heart of that. It's the New York Fed is the board of the private owners of the Federal Reserve. The others are just regional subsidiaries that actually deal with the technicals of the money and the currency. They're just ceremonial and just machinery that are private but help functions of the Treasury Department. The New York Fed runs the show. So now let me start getting the clips I was mentioning. If I start and stop this, because each thing she says is a lie, it would take an hour. So what I'm going to do is just play it. And then after Victor Boot from Russia to give us the Russian take on all this joins us next hour, I'm going to go through it, start and stop it in the next hour, and lay out more facets of this because this is important. But here's Maddow calls on military, media, and millions of Americans to defy Trump administration, to be pirates, to get in shape for fighting, to stand against him. And the military needs to stand against him because he's coming with the military. So they say he's coming with the military, so we need the military to stand against him. So what are they planning to where Trump would need to call out the military? Well, they've told you. Here it is.
But now history doesn't end. Time doesn't stop. Now we have the benefit of knowing, you know, how this has gone in every other country that has been through a democracy to authoritarian transition. And sadly, there are a lot of them. We have the benefit of seeing what's happened in those other countries, though. And what we know is that the more ground the authoritarian takes, the harder it is to ever get that ground back. And so the first order of business is to stop them from taking any uncontested ground right from the outset when it comes to what our system of government is and what our democracy is. Right? From other countries' experiences that quickly, I mean now, in the next few weeks, if not the next few days, they are going to start pushing to see how far the country is going to let them go without pushback, without protest. And part of this is because it's just psychologically advantageous for them to do this now, right? They're counting on the half the country that voted against them, the half the country that doesn't want to give up our system of government. They're counting on all those tens of millions of Americans to be despondent, to feel powerless, to check out, which, of course, would mean letting them do what they want, letting them run the table. What they really don't want is for the half the country that voted against them, the half the country that wants to keep our democracy, what they really don't want is for those tens of millions of Americans to wake up tomorrow feeling scrappy as hell. Feeling, sure, regretful about the election outcome, but also, frankly, freed up from having to spend all of our time working on the election. So now we can work full time on being fricking pirates, on being a thorn in the side to anyone who now intends to try to turn this country into some tin pot tyranny. What they want least of all is to realize that half the country went to bed sad tonight, but then woke up tomorrow fired up with a new sense of purpose, knowing that apparently this is what we're on this earth to do as American citizens in this generation. Because history did not just end. Time did not just stop. We just got marching orders from the universe and the Electoral College that as of today, American citizens who do want to hold on to democracy, we know exactly what we're going to be spending the next days and weeks and likely years of our life working on. And the strategic first moves come into focus quickly. When you think about what other countries have shown us about how hard it is to regain democratic ground once an authoritarian leader has taken that ground. And the work has to be done now. The work that has to be done now, it has to happen in sort of every aspect, every corner of our society. The U.S. military needs to give the American people binding assurances that they will not deploy U.S. military force against the civilian population in this country. They can give those assurances, and now they should. The free press needs to give the people of this country assurances that they will not become state TV, that they will stand and fight together. They will put aside rivalries and petty professional differences. They will stand and fight together as the free press, as the fourth estate, as an institution that is a pillar of our democracy. As these guys on the other side inevitably start picking off individual journalists, individual publishers, individual news organizations to try ultimately to turn us all into some American-accented version of RT.
Everything she said is what they're doing. They're arresting people. They're censoring. They're surveilling. They're controlling. They're overthrowing the government. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They've dissolved the border. They're coming after our kids. And then she says the military, she means the generals, former and current, will start coming out and saying, we're not going to support the dictator, which means we don't support the election. See, the election, they're saying, is a dictatorship, the end of our democracy. Of course, if you have half a brain, you know that's ridiculous. And they show all the images of mainly women at the Harris capitulation speech 2 days ago. It's the women, and it really is women. that are the only group they've got that has the full Stockholm syndrome to believe all this crap. And they really believe Hitler's coming to get them. And all over the United States, women are shaving their heads in the 4B movement, preparing to be put in the concentration camp. So their heads are shaved. No, you're the ones that wanted to wear the mask and take the poison shots and stay in your house and make kids wear a mask and try to make us take shots. You're the ones that all have crazy cult eyes. And so you can now all go around in your mourning because the great tyrants are coming to get you because Donald Trump is going to take your transgender sterilance away. No, he's not. And Donald Trump's going to take your uterus away. No, he's not. Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional. You can't have a federal law over the states like that. It's in the states. But they don't care. They're like, we're going to be celibate. We're not going to have sex. Well, nobody wants to have sex with you anyways, ladies. I don't want to give you the bad news here. I mean, you're already extinctionist. You're already antinatalist. You already don't like families. You've already opted out of reality. So you're just brainwashed victims in a cult. I mean, you're literally 95% of the corporate money went to the Harris-Walz campaign. The system's trying to put Trump in prison. We're the mavericks. And that's the message to our listeners is we're not out of the woods yet, and we're still the underdogs, and we're the rebels. But she just told their people, you're the rebels. And be pirates. What do pirates do? They go out and rob, steal, sabotage. So the last pieces is they're going to create the crises to make this look like it's legitimate. And then you got the head of the Federal Reserve. We'll play that clip in a moment. Hey, he said, we're not on a path to fiscally survive. We're going to collapse when they're the ones behind it. And then they say, well, will you follow Trump's directives? No. Will you resign if he says so? No. What if he fires you? Can't. Well, who can? Oh, Congress created it 111 years ago. Three senators on Christmas, the day before Christmas, in the middle of the night, passed it. They've since changed the Senate rules. They can't do that. Gave us this thing. And it's what owns BlackRock. It's what runs the New World Order. It's the one running the social engineering. And here it is saying, we're not following this. We're not following what the president wants. Even the Federal Reserve in its history has always done what the Federal Reserve, I mean, the president's always told the Federal Reserve what he wants in policy, and they tend to do it, but not now. At least they pay lip service. So you're seeing the coup out in the open, the ongoing coup that removed Biden and put them whoever in charge and appointed her the candidate and then now doesn't tend to leave power. Oh, they're saying they're going to leave power, but all their surrogates are saying they're not. So this needs to be the number one issue. If we're going to turn the country around and secure the borders and stop the wars, we first have to understand they're not going quietly. Here is the head of the private Federal Reserve.
Hi, Victoria Guida with Politico. Some of the president-elect's advisors have suggested that you should resign. If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
Can you follow up on, do you think that legally you're not required to leave?
No.
Okay. We're going to go to break. Come back at the Russian perspective from one of Putin's top advisors, Victor Boot. We've got all these world leaders saying they want to work with us now. The dollar exploding, the stock market exploding. Putin says they won't leave the dollar now. Wow. All these countries want peace. What's happening? We'll talk about it when we come back. But listen, we could be off the air next Wednesday. InfoWars is up for sale. AP's reporting on today. I didn't see it in my stack. I sent it to you. Please print it, crew, or just type in my name to Google. Alex Jones, click news, top thing, please print it. I'll show that to you coming up. InfoWars be shut down next Wednesday, potentially. That's the headline. But we're going to continue on. But I can't do it without your help. So we have great products that you love that support the broadcast. Now, this is a limited edition for total defense, double-edged, World War II, World War I style trench knife. It's really just a Roman short dagger or short sword with the knuckles and the skull crusher for defense. my name. Etched onto it, Alex Jones, with the Betsy Ross flag on the other side saying 1776. These knives are very affordable. They are collector's items, and there's a limited number. And when they're gone at thealexjonesstore.com. It is named the 1776 Devastator. You want this knife. You want to support the broadcast. The last time we offered a knife, it was gone in 2 days. We told you more knives are coming. Soon we'll have knives that are only for VIP members that they only get to get. You already get with the VIP membership $40 every month to spend in the store on the supplements, the t-shirts, all the other products that are coming in. When we're done, we'll have thousands of products with our great sponsor. It's $30 a month, cancel any time, so you make money if you're going to be buying something at the store. Being a VIP member, everybody should do it. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP, or there's a big link at the top, the VIP. I want to thank you all that are becoming VIP members to help keep us on the air. With the legal and the satellites and the servers and the new sites that are being built and the new studios being built and all the things that are happening, we've only begun to fight. Fight the info war by getting this incredible piece. And then two knives at once. It'll be a while before another one's available. Only 500 of the new knife available. And we've got some B-roll of that. At DMOKnives.com. That's where you've got to go to get the answer to 1984 limited edition knife, DMOKnives.com. And then it's made in Arkansas. There's only 550 of them. It's a top custom knife maker. These are collector's items, and it is a fundraiser for the broadcast. It is the DMO Outback. Alex Jones, the answer to 1984. Breacher. And, of course, all the great supplements, the Trump 1 year and everything there. I need your support. It takes money to win a war. These are great products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. We'll be right back.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements. The vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
right. The Democrats in the deep state are not going to relinquish power peacefully. That is 100% what's happening. They're announcing they're going to do it through all the surrogates, while Harris and the creepy man, Tampon Tim, you know, say they are. Obama said that before and obviously launched the deep state attack against Trump. Trump has to go on absolute offense now, not out of vengeance, but out of justice, or they're going to trigger civil unrest, race war as the cover, and a civil war. And then they're going to come after absolutely everybody. They're going to cut off the resources for total control. This country will be unlivable within months if they have their way. You are all in extreme grave danger. This is the most historic time in world history, because in World War II, we didn't have nuclear weapons. Definitely once this kicks off, bioweapons are going to be released. Nuclear war is a probability. Society will collapse. 90% of the public will starve to death in the first year. And that'll be it for the civilization as we know it. And by the way, that's not me just saying that. It's all the different top analysts. It's Elon Musk. It's the Rand Corporation. This is insane. But, you know, look at World War II. You could tell Hitler what he was doing was insane. Still did it. So that's where we are. And I'm not going to sit here and mince words with you. And I told everybody when we won Tuesday night, we called it first, hours for everybody else. I said they're going to claim they're going to capitulate, but they're not going to. That's called a sucker punch. So there is no doubt that this is happening. There is no doubt that this is going down. There is no doubt of this. And you saw the Justice Department raid Alfie Oaks, one of Trump's biggest boosters, and working with RFK Jr. and General Flynn. And so their big move that they've already said is that when Trump tries to deport illegal aliens, even the drug gangs, they're going to call it Hitler and tell those people to riot. And we've known that for a long time. But now they are officially pushing all of that. Standing firm, Trump confirms he has no choice but to enact mass deportations, no matter the price tag. But I have said to Trump and to his people, and General Flynn agrees, you start with the drug gangs, the criminal gangs, the Venezuelan gangs, MS-13, the human smugglers. You bust them. Then you get all the dirt on the NGOs that are running them. You go after the NGOs. That gets the UN and George Soros and the globalists and the State Department off balance that have been running all this. Can roll it right into the EU and NATO that run the same operation over there with the assault on Europe with the Islamists and the invaders. And then they're totally off balance just with that. And they know that's the move. You shut off the World War III countdown. You make the peace deals. You stabilize the dollar. And how many times did I say that? The globalists starting all these wars with Russia and everybody else is making the world leave the dollar and is forcing the fight. And when we come back with Victor Boot, I'm going to go over this. Instantly, within 48 hours, look at these headlines. Let's get the ball rolling. Markets react to Donald J. Trump's pro-business presidency with euphoria. Stock market explodes thousands of points. Putin ready to begin negotiations with Trump. Boom. That was quick. Vladimir Putin says Russia not abandoning U.S. dollar. They were until this. Because that would be a big, horrible war in economics. But they were, nope, now suddenly not going to do it. Vladimir Putin and CCP's Xi Jinping ready to restore relations with the United States under Trump's administration. And that's because Trump isn't trying to openly start a war. Trump's policy advisors outlined their plan to end the war in Ukraine. Trump's election sparks hope for peace. Hamas and Palestinian leaders call for ceasefire with Israel. Major shoe retailer Steve Madden to slash China imports 45% for Trump's landslide election. The job is already coming back. It's like you flipped a light switch, isn't it? Like a boot came off our neck. But it's not been done yet, and we got 72 days where they're going to try to kill Trump and cause a race war. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are living in the most dangerous time in world history, hands down. And no one that analyzes geopolitics, war, nuclear weapons, would deny that. That is the main consensus in the world. And I've told everybody when they tried to kill Trump on July 13th, I said within days they'll start claiming Iran's behind it, and then they're going to try to cover up other assassination attempts claiming it's Iran. I then went on to say they'll use Americans trained in Ukraine to come back and kill Trump and or Biden or Harris, and then that happened. That's how much we're on target. That's all on record. You've seen the clips. It's been all the news. I know what they're doing. Well, this just happened minutes ago. Three charged in Iran-linked plot to assassinate Donald Trump as revenge for killing, and it goes on. And it turned out a few months ago they did this again, and the guys they were trying to hire out of Pakistan and Afghanistan that had come here believed they were working for Iran. They were really working for the CIA, and then the FBI busted them to create this narrative. So they're warming it up when Trump's plane gets blown out of the sky. Trump Force One, which still doesn't have anti-missile protection on it like Air Force One, when they blow his plane out of the sky, they blame Iran, we go to full war with Iran, and then Russia and China come in and we're off to World War III. And that could be the big thing they're going to use to keep this American revolution of restoring our republic happening. They got that going, and then they've also got that Trump's sending the military out to kill the minorities, and we've got to have the military stop him, we've got to have uprisings, and they're all pushing that. And they've got a lot of other sneaky tricks up their sleeves. So this is a dying power structure that's being routed. But the whole world's excited. The stock market's up. Bitcoin's up 10%. Last time I checked, what is it right now? All these peace deals are coming forward. Look at these headlines. Let's get the ball rolling. Markets react to Donald John Trump's pro-business presidency with euphoria. Stock market explodes thousands of points. Putin ready to begin negotiating with Trump. Boom, that was quick. Vladimir Putin says Russia is not abandoning the U.S. dollar. Was being forced to do that under globalist policy. Now they're like, okay, we'll still work with the U.S. See? Boom, right there. Because the globalists are forcing these confrontations. Vladimir Putin and CCP, Xi Jinping, ready to restore regular relations with the United States under Trump's administration. Trump policy advisors say, indeed, he will cut the money off to Ukraine and force a peace deal. Boom. Trump election sparks hope for peace. Hamas and Palestinian leaders call for ceasefire with Israel. And it goes on and on. Factories already being announced to be built in the United States to make shoes, not in China. It's all happening quickly. And I'm on the edge of my seat. I mean, my whole future, your whole future, my children's future, the world's future is in the balance. We have out of control, psychotic megalomaniacs in control of the EU, the UK, and the United States, who stole the American power after World War II and have parlayed it into their corporate BlackRock New World Order death cult. They hate us. They hate everybody else. As Elon Musk said, he talks to the heads of Google, everybody. They're like, yeah, there are too many people. Yeah, the human age is over. Yeah, we're going to get rid of the humans. They are crazy people. I appreciate Victor Boot joining us. He's a very famous Russian businessman and soldier. And of course, he was a political prisoner here in the United States. for many, many years, for 10 years, and he began listening to my show on AM radio while he was in prison. And so he's here with us. He's also been a very well-known advisor to Putin. He's also a governor in a major region of Russia. And in 2022, he was exchanged in a prisoner swap with Brittany Griner. So he joins us now to give us the Russian perspective on this Trump victory, which is a victory for the people, obviously, but in my view is only a major battle won. The real war is now before us to actually get Trump in and then remove the deep state before they kill us all. Victor Boot, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. And hello from Russia. First of all, to make a record straight, I'm not a governor of the region. I just a deputy of the local legislature from LDP party, and I'm not definitely an advisor to the Putin.
Well, sorry, I got that wrong. That's what I've read in the news.
Okay, that's why you know never read WikiLeaks. They always put some bullshit. It's same true about your story, and same true about my story, Alex. So, really, it was a huge. Definitely, it's epic. What's happened on the election night, I guess, would be for a very long time in the history books, because this is when the American people united went out, and they not only voted for Trump, but they wanted for common sense. This is what counts. And when the deep state saw they can't even, you know, doctor these results, they can't dump after the election was over, you know, usually a couple millions mail ballots, the game was over. And I remember very well you being the first one to announce the Trump win when it was clear that the Pennsylvania went for Trump. It was clear that the Georgia went for Trump. I remember you've been looking for the, you know, bottle opener in your office. Oh, yeah. So next time I'm going to send you one from the Russia, in fact. So it was a really huge, and I remember very well the atmosphere. It's a new energy. It's a dawn of a new era, at least in America. America have got another chance to go back to its roots, to go back and restore its republic, to go back and protect family values, to go back and protect religion, to clean up all the mess which has globalists been, you know, putting in America for the past 30, 40 years. This is beginning. When the, you know, hardworking Americans from rural America gonna be proud every morning when they're gonna watch, not the creepy news about LGBT pushed all over agenda or transgender, you know, but they would be proud that the economy getting their way. They will be proud that finally government gonna start attend the problems and fix the bridges, fix the roads, start building new infrastructure. So it's enough for American people to be a third country anymore. And this is a huge victory. And this is a huge blow for the globalists. I believe there is also important role of those who, among those ranks of the globalists, but real patriots who did everything, not let them try to sabotage and create a mayhem and chaos during the election night. Because it was obvious that the Antifa was activated. All these, you know, other groups, as we know, been ready to start rioting. But thanks God, those who've been in control decided, hey, why we need to destroy it? So this give, as you said, not only chance for American people to feel liberated. Of course, it's only beginning. The real job will start after inauguration. But, as you said, Trump presidency start affecting the world right now. With the right signal, you see what's happening in America with the Bitcoin, what's happening with the business indexes. By the way, Russian stock exchange also jump up. So this is how the global business community understand that the Trump is for business. The Trump is against the war. The Trump against the house. So now, this is a hard work ahead, but I know that the hardworking American and you real patriots who've been all these years fighting endlessly Even now, you're in peril to lose the station, to lose everything you have because of that judgment. But I guess, you know, people appreciate what you did for them for all these years, and this would be a big renaissance. This would be time where they need to take all the skeleton of the closet, take everything on the daylight, and analyze. This is reckoning time for those globalists who've been trying to sacrifice entire humanity for their sake because they're a Satanist cult. This is end of the domination of the pedophiles. This is end of domination of neocons. And this is finally end where we have as a humanity a chance to establish a new world order, which would be based on the principles not set up by the globalist elite who want just to control everybody, live on the somebody else account by stealing, pillaging, and the staging endless war, where every country will have a right voice and right chance to live accordingly their own beliefs in harmony with the rest of nations. This is a beautiful time. And, I can't say but congratulate American nation for that.
Victor, I totally agree with what you said. And to be clear, Putin came out, as you know, your president in the Russian Federation 2 days ago and congratulated the American people, but also said, listen, this is the end of the old world order, the globalist, their new world order. That's what Hitler called it, and they kind of picked it up. So when you say new world order, to be clear, you don't mean their new world order. You're saying a new order in the world where they don't control it, where it's sovereign nations acting independently. But when things make sense, we then work together and develop a common consensus for business and exploration and innovation and peace and art and culture and family and God and going to the stars. We can do it all, getting off of the globalist anti-human death cult. That's what they are. And moving forward, and can you speak to Elon Musk in your perspective, how big a game changer he was? Because without him, Trump and the American people would not have been able to override this fraud. There was massive election fraud, but it wasn't enough because the landslide was so big. Can you speak to Musk? And then you heard as you were on hold my concerns with what I see the system acting like it's going to go away in the main statements of the top puppets, Harris and Walls, but through their surrogates, they're not saying that. They are pledging violence. They are pledging to burn the country down. They are pledging that they're going to take over the military. I mean, if I made these statements, I would be arrested. And I'm not calling for that. I want to fix things through stability and ideas. But they are signaling everywhere some very nasty surprises.
Well, for sure, we're not yet out of the woods, especially for the Trump. It's really most risky period for him, for his life. They definitely, as you said, gonna try to blow his, Air Force One out of sky and blame Iran for that. But I guess what? It's enough people around the Trump who can prevent and not make that happen. This is very important that right now, until he inaugurated, everybody would be concerned in America about the safety of the Trump and his closest circle. This is a big deal. Because think of this, by removing him, they again will turn off, flip off the table and start again. The same true for the Musk. Because Elon Musk, as a businessman, understand that, look, putting all the efforts together and stopping endless war, putting this money, which went for like a black hole, like in a supporting of Ukraine, putting this for the completely completely useless waste of the government and taxpayer money into rebuilding infrastructure, cleaning up mess with the illegal immigrants, solving the other problem in America will give to rest of the world this sign. Okay, we are ready as a humanity. As you said, look in the skies, and this finally would be time where we can start not only launching and going to the space, colonizing the moon, colonizing the Mars, which is the best dream of Elon Musk, but I guess This, you know, the sky the limit, what the humanity can do when we are in a harmony, in peace, and we're not spending all these efforts in the stupid wars, which is only consuming huge resources, like happening, you know, for the past 500 or 1,000 years of the human history. This is a big. And by the way, our president, Mr. Putin, yesterday, while speaking in a very important Valdai forum, you know, touched that. He laid down in yesterday, when he was addressing all gathered there, the new, you know, very important principle, how this new multipolar world will function. And it's based on the that everybody has an equal voice. There is would be no animal domination. That the nation, there is would be no any needs for the military blocs or military unions against somebody else. That all conflict situation can be solved peacefully. And as you said, it's exactly yesterday when Mr. Putin said that the Mr. Trump, as a great man with a huge courage, especially after the seconds after his attempt, he was not being, you know, scared. He just put his fist up saying we will continue fighting. So, and he opened for the dialogue, especially on the urgent matters. And from Russian perspective, I do believe that if the Trump start this dialogue by, you know, returning to normalcy and ending as a first step diplomatic war, which is started by Obama administration in 1915, or 1916, that would be great, because right now our diplomats cannot even move or restrict it because they don't give a visa. So Russia has to answer exactly with the, you know, the same step. And now even our embassy cannot function because people are leaving and new one cannot come because American globalist administration refusing any visa. So if Trump will restore that, go to the normal relation, let the diplomat comes, at least American diplomats can also return to the Moscow. Russian diplomats can also go to Washington. And this is official channel open to start discussing serious issue, not using megaphone of the mainstream media like a Biden administration used to call the name to our president, used to send all these threats. This is now possibility to change this all. And if the Trump return also confiscated property to the Russian embassy, that would be the huge sign that United States ready to go back to normal diplomatic relation. This will be the first step. Second step, of course, discussing the conflict of Ukraine. Because look, we know perfectly well how the Biden crime family connected to Ukraine. We know that the Ukrainian regime, since the coup in 2014, was sponsoring and financing not only lobbyists, but we know what's happening during election campaign. We know how the Ukrainian been involved in the meddling in the election. And now, despite the, you know, so-called, you know, expired president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, tried to call the Trump and, I know, talk and flatter him to the future cooperation. I guess, you know, Trump perfectly knows what to do with this case. And everybody now waiting reaction from the Trump. Most important and very interesting that, look, it's literally only 48 hours past, yeah, a little bit more, 72 hours since the announcement of election. But look how the Trump election effects start affecting the world. Think what happened if he this time, knowing his mistake he did in the first term and first tenure, will choose a right team, avoid all these neocons like Pompeo, like John Bolton. Put the real professional, those who will mind interest of American nation. And let me tell you one very important thing. Interest of American nation, it's exactly like interest of the Russian nation. It's exactly like a core of the interest of any other nation, including China, including India, including all the rest. So when we're talking about real prosperity, real security, and real interest of all these big players, I guess it's all we all have in common. If we remove this globalist domination, as you said, only sky limit for the humanity.
You're absolutely right. And to go back to Zelensky, he is now a dictator. He's banned the opposition parties. He's banned the Orthodox Church that founded Ukraine and Russia. He has engaged in massive crimes. The neocons and the left are actually running there now, moving there with their stolen billions and billions and billions. And for those that don't remember, just 2 months ago, he and others came and campaigned for Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania and in other states in his military uniform. He campaigned in Congress. Can you imagine if any other foreign leaders came here and campaigned for the other party? We hear about Russian meddling. I've been on air 30 years. I've seen basically zero Russian meddling in anything here. All I see is Hollywood, BlackRock, the big banks, British intelligence going after Trump, going after me, going after Elon Musk, going after RFK Jr., the documents. I've had actual British spies that we've caught repeatedly. They're all in our business. I'm not against the Brits, folks. My ancestors are from England. I mean, the point is, I only tell you who I see and who I do see Chinese operatives. But the idea that Russia is in our business is just preposterous. And maybe you can explain to folks that Russia is the biggest country in the world. You've got most of the resources. You don't need to conquer any land. It's not like you're China. It's not like you're Germany before World War II. Can you explain that to people, the Russian perspective, and how, I mean, I'm putting words in your mouth, but is it not ridiculous? Am I wrong that Russia wants to take over the world?
You're absolutely right. Look, our ancestors left us the biggest land mass, the biggest country, which they went for the 1,000 years, you know, not conquering this territory, but it was a very peaceful penetration, very peaceful settlements, where all small nations who've been living in this territory even 1,000 years ago are still there. So the Russia has a unique experience of the harmony, how we live, because we have all major four religions represented in Russia. It's a Christianity, Orthodox one. We have a Muslim people, which is over 25 million from the 146 million of Russian population. We have also significant big Buddhist community in Russia. So, and we have a Jewish community. And all this community, you know, living there in a peace and a harmony. And they're all represented in all branches of power. They, many nations and many small ethnicities are still keeping their tradition, their languages, their culture. And government actually encouraging this, to keep it, to promote it. Even as in the budget of Russian Federation, we have a special article, which is money goes specially for this, for culture, for the language, for keeping their tradition. So from this point of view, we have so much in our Far East and Arctic region. It will take us another couple hundred thousand years just to develop it. There is a huge mineral resources there. There is a huge opportunities for Russia right now for agriculture.
Victor, this is fascinating. Let's come back and talk more about that. Let's just be honest. Donald Trump's looking at Russia licking his lips. He wants to do business with Russia, not have nuclear war. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Many of the supplements available at thealexshowstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic.
This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we have a very interesting, informative guest that you don't really see doing a lot of interviews. Victor Boot is a famous businessman, soldier, a former political prisoner, literally for no reason here in the United States for a decade. He began listening to my show while he was in prison over that decade on AM radio. And since he's been back in Russia, he is a deputy in one of their legislative governments and a high council member of the LDPR party. And if you just joined us, he was getting into the real history of Russia, which I've never been to Russia, but I've studied it. I've studied a lot of interesting countries. It's just amazing. And other than the communist infection they got, you know, Russia has never been an expansionist country. And now the left hates Russia because they are Christian, they are traditional, and they're not bowing to the globalist New World Order. And Russia's enemy is our enemy. The globalists are a worldwide operation to destroy sovereignty, destroy the family, and take full control of culture in their own words. Yuval Noah Harari, the high priest of this group, this cult, said 2 days before Trump won re-election on Monday, he said, if Trump wins, the globalist New World Order's dead, and no one's going to pledge allegiance to the world government. A world government that is tyrannical and cuts off our resources and destroys the family and hates God? I mean, it's so outrageous that they officially say you'll eat bugs, you'll own nothing, you'll like it, we're going to cut your energy off, we're going to have endless wars. And BlackRock says we'll use the central bank digital currency and social credit score to run your life and, quote, control you. So they're villains that arrogantly pushed all this, parlayed American power that came out on top at the end of World War II, and they've now run us into the ground. They've run the dollar into the ground. All of this is happening. And so Putin and others said, fine, we'll make our own currency. We'll move away from this. And was winning that because of the mismanagement of our so-called elite. And now Putin comes out and says that Russia is not abandoning the dollar, but will instead work with us and try to balance the planet out with the BRICS, which makes sense. I don't want one currency over the world. We're also seeing, Europe saying they're now going to start trading the United States more. We see jobs coming back. We see the stock markets up. We see Bitcoin exploding. We see peace deals being prepared. We see the announcements of all the jobs coming back. Victor Boot, I mean, that really illustrates right there how this is policies of the globalist, in their own words, to create austerity, to make people poor so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. How would you describe the globalist system, and why do you think they've been so arrogant? And then to the big question that I asked that you didn't get to yet, how do you think they're going to strike back? You know, I wanted to raise this to you, but you actually, when we asked you some of the questions that, you know, you wanted to go over, it was one of the questions I wanted to get into, the 4B movement and these women shaving their heads, preparing to be put in concentration camps by Trump. What a cult they're in. I mean, just nobody's coming after them but their own controllers. And how do you get somebody out of brainwashing when they're in a cult? Victor Boot.
Well, you know, starting about 4B movements, can you believe only 72 hours after just not yet even official result of election? You know, the Trump is the best control for these liberals who has a mind derangements, who trying now to say they're gonna, you know, abstain from, you know, no, giving these, whatever, you know, women normal roles are. I mean, it's, I don't know if, you can't even invent it. It sounds like really, you know, they need to see the doctors. They need to be, you know, somewhat giving maybe some medicine. Why on earth Trump need to put them into concentration camp? That's how, you know, it's another illustration. How this globalist brainwashing using these terms of liberty, rights of woman, their protection. And if something doesn't go their way, it's a blank mailing of the, you know, at least male, because they're stating, oh, we will refuse our husband to have a sex. Really? You think what? Husband will not find a normal, you know, woman for them? Definitely they do. Especially if they said they're gonna abstain for 4 years. Good luck. Good luck. I guess, you know what? In a couple of weeks, they calm down. They're gonna come to their husband, say, oh, I'm sorry very much. And everything goes back to normal. So this is, again, illustration that, of course, the fight is not over. Of course, you know, we're still not yet out of the wood. We just saw the light in the end of tunnel. But this is kind of energy which and hope which this result gave not only to American nation, but entire humanity as a chance to establish everything is a huge deal. And this will only be pushed forward and achieve more results. Let me tell you one example. Just today, there was a summit in Budapest of European Union where all the European, you know, heads gathered. And you should go and look the, you know, news from that. You see on their faces, these, it's unbelievable. They completely, it's like, you know, students who know that they committed some, you know, trouble and now the headmaster gonna call them. Only couple people there who standing there with a, you know, and having a good, you know, day. It's actually the leader of the Hungary and the Slovak Republic. Because all this difficult time, they've been very eloquent on supporting Trump. They've been advocating for the peaceful solution of this conflict. And they advocating why on earth we should cut economic trade with Russia. The Orban for all this year been pushing and to saying, are you crazy? Why are you trying to cut a very cheap Russian tube gas? For what? Right now, still Hungary receiving a lot of gas, but not only through the pipe which is going through Ukraine. By the way, it's still operationing, despite they destroyed the control point in the Kursk region. But they're getting their gas through the Turkish stream, through the Turkey, which has become now a hub. And then it goes all the way through. So Europe now understand that they become a victim number one of the globalist. What the globalist achieve, Soros for past 20, 25 years succeeded into educating and putting in power their stooges. And these stooges didn't really care about interest of the European nation. They themselves inflicted more damage than any war could inflict to the euro. Look on the German economy right now. Look on that the Volkswagen openly, announced just recently they have to shut down practically all their factories inside the Germany. And the Volkswagen for the Germany, it's a pillar of their economy. If Volkswagen is gone, then you add to this their bus, it's a petrochemical. Because Germany said we cannot even produce fertilizer because we don't have a Russian gas.
And if we use
liquefied gas, it makes no economical sense. They are not any more competitive. And right now, what will happen next revolution, after the American Revolution, it must be revolution in Europe. In Germany?
That's my next point. That's my next point for you. Scholz, the German chancellor, government is collapsing. Looks like he could be removed. And so I want to go back to Soros. Soros, even when I was a child growing up, was a villain on TV that would bankrupt countries on purpose, steal their pension funds. He was a Nazi collaborator as a teenager. And then somehow he's this guy that's been in control of Europe, and he's got all these stooges through the WEF that penetrate the cabinets. But as you said, Austria is putting in populists. It's happening everywhere. They're really in trouble. That's really happening. This is a big deal. So I was going to say, this is a global revolution against the globalists and their systems. Expand on that.
Yeah, and it's a domino effect start happening. You know what's happening in Germany? Because when the Chancellor Scholz called the Minister of Finance and said, hey, you need to immediately, sign this paper, borrow another, 20 billion, euro, and send this money to Ukraine. He said, no, I'm not doing it anymore because it's completely against the interest of the Germany. And this is why this coalition collapsed, because he walked out of this government. And so the next springtime, Germany will have election. And guess what? All these stooges of the Soros has to go. This so-called, traffic lights coalition is so much now, lost the confidence of German people that they're going to elect somebody who finally going to address the issue. Who really blow up the Nord Stream gas pipeline? Why are we having a huge increase of the prices? Why we lost over 250,000 German enterprise just for last 3 years. And, what the globalists did, and Biden administration, they intentionally created a crisis in Europe. They're trying to force the Germans to move their factories into the United States. But what they don't understand by doing this, they only make Germans now really to think, hey, this become a time to liberate. Next point, the Germans will say, I said, look, we've been occupied since World War II. Now we won't really finish that. Because without ending occupation of the Germany, without ending occupation of the Italy, this would be no stability in the European continent. And Europe cannot find its balance. They cannot really then get into some arrangements with Russia, where the Russia feel ourselves comfortable, where the NATO become completely obsolete. Otherwise, next step for NATO, they're going to go because, look, they run out of the sense before the conflict in Ukraine start. And I guess the main reason of the conflict of Ukraine, because somebody of globalists think, hey, what are we going to do with NATO? Okay, they start analyzing, oh, let's start war with Russia. After this, we will put NATO as not only North Atlantic, let's bring them into Pacific and use the NATO to fight against China. What is then the other step? What, they're going to go and fight Martians on the Mars or put the bases on the moon?
Victor.
But this is, you know, Alex, very well who they are. They don't care. They don't care that, you know, family struggling to put food on their table in America or, in matter of fact, in Europe now. They don't care that the kids are hungry right now in America. You know, and you stating this so many times, how many kids in America, you know, not getting enough calorie intake because their parents can't afford to give them extra meal.
It's incredible,
and
Victor.
All that money went where? To Ukraine?
Victor, let's talk about that because you mentioned this, but the time we have left, you've been very gracious here. We only got about 8-9 minutes left. Bottom line, what does Russia expect out of a Trump administration, Putin post-Trump election speech, and then Putin is not against the dollar, but the U.S. policy is the one making the dollar toxic for other countries, so everything depends on the Trump administration and what their moves are going to be. And then you mentioned this, but I want to finish up with your own research, the globalist Satan cult. Who are we up against?
Well, you're absolutely right. We're dealing with the Satanist. We're dealing with this suicide cult. But the problem is if a normal suicide cult at least want to commit suicide to themselves, this suicide cult want first to kill us and then, kill themselves in the end. And, you know, guess what? 99% population in this planet said, hell no, we don't like you and we're going to fight you. Because everybody in this earth understand what means globalization, what means so-called, you know, freedoms or democracy. When they used to say democracy, democracy. This democracy is nothing else. This is a disguised of the tyranny. They bringing democracy, but guess what? It's become not only democracy where majority deciding, okay, this is our will and we rule like this. Recently, democracy become is a tyranny of minorities. And this is time to end it. What we gonna do, I guess, and what the Russia expect, because now after all what happened since Minsk agreements, since, you know, all other promises. So Russia is not buying anything for granted. The government and the people of Russia, we are open for the friendship relation. We are open to restore the trade. We are open to do everything, but we want to see first the step from American side. We want to see whom the Trump will appoint as their team, who would be a Secretary of State, who would be security advisor, who would be appointed on the position to head Department of Defense. So these three, and eventually, of course, CIA director. And I guess they need to have a very confident, very private talks behind the closed door, discuss the whole issue frankly, and find out some solution, and then everybody gonna see what they're gonna announce. But definitely, there is a good degree of the expectation, but in Russia, we now, nobody honestly was trying to open champagne like happened to be during the first election of Trump, because we learn. Look, Trump was during his first presidency who put more sanctions against Russia, who continued the war, diplomatic war, and who really was very, very on his real side of it. Yes, he did a lot of the statement that, hey, why we don't have a good relation, but deep state never let him do it. And the people around him, either they intentionally fed him on the false information, but they did everything to sabotage his intention to really establish good relation with Russia on his first term. So I hope now that Trump will get right people around him, a real patriots of America who gonna solve all the issues with Russia based on American national interest,
Victor,
based on the interest of the future of entire humanity.
In the time we have, Medvedev, there in your government, and I agree with the statement, he said, I think he's being pessimistic, but I agree. It is a very good chance he's right. I hope he's wrong. That, look, Trump is going to try to end this war, but he thinks the deep state will kill him if he really tries to do that. But Russia's clearly won. Russia's aims have been, you know, successful. NATO obviously did start at pushing up the borders. But Trump has to move against the deep state and remove them, or they are going to continue to try to undermine him and even kill him. So Trump has to be very, very bold when he moves in to exercise his mandate. But what do you think of Medvedev's comment that if Trump really tries to cut the money off and actually end this and then make a deal, that would sign his death warrant?
Well, Trump learned his lesson during his first term. He happened to pass through all these attempts to negotiate with the deep state. I remember very well when he went and talked to CIA to said, hey, you know, when he went out to said, hey, I have a deal with them. Everything would be fine. And guess what? Everybody turned against the Trump and tried to stab him, you know, his back. The same happened even on his closest people whom he trusted important, you know, position. Like, look what the Vice President Pence did to him. Like, look what his lawyer, Michael Cohen, did to him. I mean, so the Trump now, I guess, have enough experience how to deal when he is in position of the power. So this would be important. And as you rightly said, mentioning that ex-President Medvedev said, yes, for them is only, they can't have the both. Either Trump will clean them up, put them in jail, bring them to prosecution, open all the files of them, or this deep state gonna kill him. Because for them, here, the biggest danger. Because Trump here, not only as a businessman, the person who trying to make changes, but in this case, American people give the Trump a mandate. Please, we can't leave business as usual. We want changes. We want stop endless war. We want to mind our own business. We want to put all this attention to our country first. That's why his slogan, let's make America great again, has this understanding in American people who said, yes, look, we become third world country right now. Come to any other country and look on their airports. Look on their highways. Can you imagine America, only one superpower, who doesn't have a speed trains? What's happening in American cities? I mean, I don't want even to say what's happening in San Francisco with all these, what these Democrats running all these cities into nightmare.
Well, Victor, I really appreciate your time, and I hope that once we stabilize everything, I can come visit Russia and meet you. And I've always wanted to go there, all the places I want to go, but trying to save the Republic here. I feel like a huge weight's lifted off of me. So does the rest of the world. You see the markets all saying that. We've got a real chance here, but we've got to be steely-eyed, serious, and we've got to get on the offense against the deep state, keep them off balance, or this could really, really, really get bad. We've won a big battle, but not won the war. Thank you so much for your time, and say hi to your family and everybody there in Russia for us. God bless.
Thank you. From Russia, with love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Powerful, important interview. Actually talking to the Russians, talking to others. All right. I got a ton of news on Pompeo and how they're trying to put bad guys in and good stuff that's happening. I'm going to just jam-pack the next hour with story after story, clip after clip. I'm focused. I'm a little bit rested after the election now. I was a little bit dizzy the last few days with just so much happening. This is going to be a very important hour of the broadcast coming up the next hour. Please stay with us. Everybody you know, tune in. Those you don't know, share the live links from Alex Jones. Share the live links from Infowars.com/show. That's how we meet like-minded people. That's how we reach out to people that aren't aware but are ready to wake up. This is an InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere. So share the live link of the show from Alex Jones and InfoWars right now. We're going to go to break, come back, cover it all. But let me just say this. We can be shut down next Wednesday. It's up for sale. Bankruptcy court. We've got sponsors, we've got backups, but we need funds. Plus, these are great products. I can do so much more if you support us. We are not funded like we need to be yet. It is very stressful. Plus, these are great products. Please make the decision to stand for free speech. Trump needs us on air while he's in the transition and while he's the president. Obviously, we are so effective right now. We're reaching so many people. please make the decision to go to the alexjonesstore.com. And two new great offers there. The last knife sold out in 2 days. We have two knives, limited edition. This one is for total defense. It is basically a short sword, long dagger. This is a real war knife right here. It's a 1776 Devastator. It's got the knuckles for defense. It's got the skull crusher. It's got the double-edged dagger. This takes care of business. It is the 1776 Devastator at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, this is a custom knife made in Arkansas. It is the Answer to 1984 Outback Breacher. Incredible high quality, super strong knife. The best steel. Absolutely amazing. This is an heirloom and it's a fundraiser. It's available at dmoknives.com. They're almost sold out. dmoknives.com. dmoknives.com. And you get the 1776 Answer 1984 Alex Jones Outback Breacher knife. A total collectible item. Comes the collectible case, all the rest of it at dmoknives.com. And you get the 1776 Devastator at thealexjonesstore.com. All of the new, and it's in stock and it's shipping out. They own their own factories there in Arkansas. A lot of t-shirts you order takes weeks to get because they show you the shirt, but it's not even made yet. These are all made, ball caps, all of it. Trump victory shirts. Oh my gosh, the red hoodie with the gold eagle and then the Trump one is, I thought it was the best looking myself. That's the best seller. There's also the t-shirts, the ball caps, the Alex Jones caps. There's the fundraiser. Shirts that are marked up a little bit, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. There is the Punisher, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you sign up for the VIP month to month, $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to support us, that's the way to do it. And you make money. And of course, there's all the great supplements, the ultimate CMOS superfood, the Hydra Force, that's a vitamin mineral fusion type with electrolytes on top of it. It's amazing. There's so many other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Everybody should sign up for VIP if you're going to support us because you get $40 for $30 a month. And cancel any time reminds you that you're a member. You get special offers, special discounts on top. It is the thing to do. If you're going to support us there, you need to be a VIP member. I want to thank you all for your support. thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number three with massive news straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order.
Good luck, globalists. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. tried living it risky. Relied on women and whiskey. Chased my blood.
All right, we're now into hour number three. I spent the first hour getting into the fact that they're not going to transition power peacefully. We better get ahead of that, as I keep saying. We've got a lot of hilarious fun clips. We all deserve it. I've got a bunch of those. But really, the serious issues are what's front and center. We've got the head of the Federal Reserve that's private saying he's not going to do anything Trump says. You've got the Democrats and the deep state saying they're not going to follow any of the policies to try to keep wrecking the country. That's very, very important. We're going to get to that. They're going to brand Trump's mass deportations as Hitler and tell people to riot. That's how they're going to trigger all this. Trump's got to get on offense against these people. There's a lot of ways to do that. And I've got some clips of that. That's starting to happen. So that is certainly some very, very good news as well. I'm going to start my engines next segment when hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations join us. That, you know, they don't care the first 6 minutes of each hour. And then I'm going to plunge into all of this. I'll also recap some of what I've already hit. And then there's just a lot of, again, hilarious stuff. But instead of just dunking on these people, it's important to understand they're going to strike back, but I still can't help it. Hours after she lost, the video's on Infowars.com, the Kamala Harris mural is erased. Remember, she was invincible, she was unstoppable, she was the smartest person in the world, and it was just all a vapor, all a giant lie. Also, Kash Patel is reportedly going to be the CIA director. He promises massive, epic declassifications. That'll put the deep state totally on their heels once he comes in. Looks like Carrie Lake was right as they keep counting the ballots that the left had piled up, saying machines weren't working so they wouldn't count them. Now that they're actually going in looking at the ballots, they're for Trump that they'd hidden. So that's what I predicted was going on. Looks like she knew her stuff. Good chance she's going to win that race now. Trump's got the House, got the Senate, got the executive branch. And now Chris Hayes, Maddow, they're all on TV saying, well, we'll just have the bureaucracy not follow what he says. Well, good, we'll fire your ass. Just like Reagan did the air traffic controllers. So we're going to be going over all of it and a lot more when we come back. But I'll just go back to what I said at the end of the hour. Most talk show hosts faced with being shut down would be doing nothing but fundraisers. NPR gets hundreds of millions, $500 million a year from taxpayers. PBS, hundreds of millions, billions. And there's constantly still, you know, every month doing day-long begathons where you buy a coffee cup that costs them $5-6 and they, you know, for a donation of $100, you get the coffee cup as a memento. Obviously, you know, because you're funding communism, you know, that's what they do, that you're not getting a cup worth even $20. It's a memento. And it's the same thing when you go to the alexjonesstore.com, but the t-shirts cost $15, $16 and they're selling them for $30. Or when they're selling these supplements for 50% off, we're only making a little bit of money on those. So, you know, at some point we need some items that bring in some real funds here. And that's what we've done. And they're now up there. And I'll talk about it later in the broadcast, but there are limited edition, two InfoWars limited edition posters. I've been so busy, I haven't had time to get B-roll or show them to you or, you know, get, but they're on the site. They look really good in person. I've got a whole bunch out there outside the studio. Maybe later I'll bring them in here, but I want to get them framed and show them to you. They're awesome. There's a black one with white InfoWars on it saying InfoWars lives forever. 1776 with my signature. There's another one that says, 1776 worldwide, 2024, Alex Jones. And then there's another one that it's kind of a fun Star Wars spinoff. That the folks, graphics folks put together. And those are $50. Because, you know, the poster in a tube, all that costs like $6-7. That way we make some real money on that. So if you really want to support us, have a piece of history and know you were part of saving the Republic and getting Trump elected and all the things that are happening, and you want to keep us on air regardless of what happens to InfoWars, go get those posters right now. That's where you can really help.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number three. We are less than 3 days out from the historic victory. The Democratic Party leadership has said they are going to accept the election results, but then all their surrogates are saying, no, we're going to block it. We're going to have piratical, violent uprisings. Rachel Maddow, Carville, Jamie Raskin. So they're planning big stuff. And I know everybody wants to celebrate and have a good time and think we won. We won this big round of the fight. And we've got the initiative, and we're going to do it. But even Muhammad Ali, you know, winning in the 10th and 11th round, but he's still a big knockdown dragout, knows going into the 12th round that you've got to be careful. So we've got the big fish up to the boat, and it's about 2 feet from being in the boat. And we've got, let's say, a 100-pound tuna. And we got a gaff hook in our hand. And the fish is up against the boat. How many times have you had a big fish up against the boat, and it flails, and it pulls off the line? And you see it shoot off under the ocean. That's happened to me half the time I got a big fish up the boat. So you got to focus. You got to get that gaff hook, and you don't want to miss, because he's going to flail when you go for it. And if you miss, he'll probably flail off the line. So we've got to focus, and we got to hammer that gaff hook into the fish's side. And I don't mean literally kill anybody. It's an analogy of fishing. For the left says, I'm saying put hooks into liberals. I'm saying we got to focus. We got to get that gaff hook in the side, a couple inches in the side, and then another person can get another hook in, and then you get the fish in the boat. But how many of you have gotten a fish in the boat and then it flops out of the boat? One time I caught a 120-pound, was estimated, saltwater gar. It was okay, I got out of the boat. It was just sport fishing, but he flopped out of the boat before we could even get a picture of it. So down the Texas coast in a river. That's what this is like. So even when Trump gets into office, now the fish is in the boat. But the fish could jump out of the boat. You have to then get the fish, especially if it's a big one, you got to gaff it in the head or stab it in the brain or the spine right behind the head. It's a big fish. You don't want it to cut you up when you pick it up with those fins. You got to put the knife on the back of its head, hammer it in, kill it, break its neck, and then you got to open up the big cooler. And you got to put it in there. Maybe the fish is too big for the cooler. You got to go ahead and butcher it on site. Put it in plastic bags. Ice it up. There's going to be some work to do here. So the fish is on the side of the boat, flopping around. And the fish just said to us, don't worry, I'm not going to escape. I'm not going to contest this. If you believe that, you're a fool. We got to get the hooks in. We got to get it on the boat. We got to get it in the cooler. And then we got to make sure the corruption doesn't creep back in. And that's the analogy of getting back to shore and grilling the fish or frying up the fish. And then, and that's years from now, then we can celebrate and make sure this type of true evil never creeps back in. But you know we're up against a big enemy. It's everywhere. It's going to keep coming back. The best we can do in my lifetime, in your lifetime, is just mitigate it and shut most of it down and then stay on its ass. Because evil, once evil's been set up like this and people understand these systems of corruption, it's going to be it's going to be a real struggle. And that's why God is first and foremost in all of this. Okay. This is all so insane. There's so much of it. Let's pull up the article that's on Infowars.com because I had it in my stack and I can't find it. That mass caravan, the biggest they ever saw, of up over 100,000 people coming up through Mexico, sponsored by their government, that's being followed by activists. We have the video. It's on Infowars.com. It just broke up in the last 48 hours and turned back. Trump effect. U.S.-bound migrant caravan disintegrates after MAGA landslide. And here's the article from a few days ago. Illegal surge U.S. border ahead of Trump inauguration. He'll close borders with extreme security. But you got their counterpoint. FBI investigating after black people receive racist and offensive texts about picking cotton. So, who do you think is sending those messages? NGOs, leftist groups, I mean, you know it. Trying to stir stuff up. But people have a right to send those messages. What is the FBI doing investigating insensitive comments? No, it's just all part of the hype. You want to know why they're so panicked? Look at California before the 2024 election and look at it now. This process of freeing the country through intellectual pursuit and through superior ideas is happening. That's why they know they're in trouble. They'd promised to outlaw the Republican Party. They'd promised to extinct us. It's the other way around. Continuing. Standing firm, Trump confirms he has no choice but to enact mass deportations no matter the price tag. Well, the price tag's not the issue because these illegals will cost tens of millions apiece on the welfare system coming here and will be voting for the Democrats and all the rest of it. So that's not the issue. We save money doing that in the long run or even the short term. The issue is they're going to hype this up like he's Hitler, and so Trump has to do this PR-wise, plus it's the right strategy and the right thing to do, go after the criminals, the smugglers, the human traffickers first, and then phase two, go after the military-aged men. And then they'll have real trouble spinning that. Time to say goodbye. Geert Wilders weighs mass deportation in the Netherlands after Arab pogrom against Jew soccer fans in Amsterdam. So see, this is happening everywhere. This is global, like Victor Boot was saying last hour. New York City ends controversial taxpayer-funded prepaid debit card program for illegal immigrants. See, it's all happening because the illegal aliens couldn't deliver the victory. There wasn't enough fraud. Well, now they've got no use for you. Continuing. Breaking, Susie Wiles to serve as President Trump's White House Chief of Staff, first female Chief of Staff in history. I'm told she's very effective. Rogers says she's really good. She's protecting Trump. She's getting good people in. She's kicking out the moles. Trump could have done it without her. I know we've had some guests before that had questions about her because she's been in the system and all the rest of it, but she's been delivering the goods and really brought discipline to the Trump operation. So I think that's overall good news. What is not good news is Pompeo. We'll get to him in a moment. Cash Patel, rumored pick for CIA chief, announces massive declassification will occur under Trump administration from Epstein files to Diddy list and more. And that's exactly what you do. You don't just bust the low-level human traffickers who work for the NGOs, that work for the globalist nonprofits, that work the State Department and Soros. You go right up the chain, and that gets them on total defense instead of them being on offense against us, and you find the children, which, again, is something we need to do. God's watching. Senator Josh Hawley wins re-election after Democrat opponent shoots reporter. RFK Jr. to Tucker Carlson. Trump ordered his generals to withdraw troops from Middle East after reviewing troop map. And this all came out. He's reminding people. Remember when Trump said, get everybody out of Syria? They said they were out and lied to him. That's the level of them sabotaging his agenda. I'm going to get to more on a new Trump assassination plot. Told you it was coming, the Iranians. They're really priming the pump for that. But let's talk about Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo is a globalist, deep state snake. He's as bad as they come. He's a globalist through and through. He's a legend in his own mind. He's been the CIA director, obviously Congress, worked at the State Department. And he was undermining and spying on Trump the whole time. That's come out. But Trump didn't know that when he got raided at Mar-a-Lago for legal and lawful documents the president's allowed to have under the law, that Pompeo went on TV. And when Trump was told this, when he had Pompeo on stage a few days ago, he did not know and said, I want to see it, that Pompeo had gone on Fox News and other places and attacked Trump and said he's not allowed to have those documents, which is a bald-faced lie, and had a look of pleasure on his face. Well, didn't take me 5 seconds, literally, to find a clip of it. And I found a whole bunch of clips last night, and guess who I gave them to? I gave them to high up Trump campaign, and Roger, for some reason, couldn't find it. So I sent it to him, and now Trump's got it. And let me just say, he's not too pleased. So a lot of this is just doing your work and using your contacts. People are like, wow, how the hell did no one tell him? Most people, even if they're on our side, this happened last time, want to hide. They don't want to take on the deep state snakes. And what happens is the deep state snakes get rid of the really good guys like Flynn and Bannon up front and Stone. And then they go after the people that didn't expose them. They've got to be in these people's face day one, not, hey, that person's worked for Soros, so that person's a globalist, so that person just backstabbed Trump. You got to blow up like a chicken with your head cut off any time that goes on. And remember what I got in trouble for. I wasn't the administration, but I'm like, Fiona Hill, the board of George Soros, and this guy's Soros, and this guy's globalist, and why is Trump being told this? Once they got rid of Flynn, who couldn't advise him on who to bring in, that's why Flynn was target number one. And so I'd call Trump up, and he'd say, give me a report on that. You got to do something about the censorship, blah, blah, blah. Well, give me reports. I'd have a law firm with my information, vetting it all, give him a report, major D.C. law firm. I'd got him other reports, and that's when you saw the headlines. General Kelly's main job is keeping Alex Jones and InfoWars away from Trump. And then they came after me with a huge psyops, everything else, all because I'd tell him. Now, everybody else knew this, but they were scared to tell him. So if you're scared to tell Trump anything and you're in his orbit, then you should just give up and quit, okay? Because they will come after you too later. It doesn't matter. It's a sick cult. It's a CIA deep state pedo cult, and they don't like anybody. So stop trying to dance with the devil, because when you dance with the devil, he doesn't change. He changes you. Yeah, Fiona Hill went on 60 Minutes and cried and said, Alex Jones was mean to me. The woman is known British intelligence. So, it's insane. Here is Pompeo on Fox News. Look at the enjoyment in this snake's eyes. Look at the exultation. It looks like he's having an orgasm, lying about Trump, and if Trump gets Pompeo anywhere near him, I am going to go absolutely ape. And people say, well, he keeps his enemies closer. No, this isn't 3D chess. All right? I mean, people say, oh, he was nice to Romney, had dinner with him when he was president-elect, you know, because he wanted to keep him close. No. Trump's from business, where people want to have long-term relationships, And he thought if people capitulate and want to work with him to share power, and he campaigned for him to win the Senate seat, that Mitt Romney, when he promised him that he was going to get with the program and then totally became one of his main enemies, Trump believes that. And Trump says he now knows they lie to him. That was not 3D chess. Trump's really smart and great. But these people that ascribe magical powers to him, it's not going on. And we'll have to shoot down every one of these globalists that get close to Trump politically, nonviolently. Shoot down their character, expose who they are. Here's Pompeo.
On what Donald Trump is facing, and is it right to charge him?
Brian, good morning. Great to be with you. Two things I think are both true at this point. First, if the allegations are true, and there's lots of indications that they are, President Trump had classified documents where he shouldn't have had them, and then when given the opportunity to return them, he chose not to do that for whatever reason. That's just, Brian, you talked about me having classified documents. I handled thousands and thousands of them over my time in Congress and then as a CIA director and Secretary of State. I suppose we can all make mistakes and get them to the wrong place, but when somebody identifies that, you got to turn them in. And so that's inconsistent with protecting America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And if the allegations are true, some of these were pretty serious, important documents. And so that's wrong.
Absolute lies. And so these guys have always bet on the deep state because it's always been in power. So they just can't believe they're losing power. They can't believe everybody hates them. They can't believe the whole world's turned against them. And so when he thinks they're going to finally get Trump, he comes out against him. He's done that the whole time. He is a just horrible person. He is disgusting, just like Brennan and Clapper and Obama and Hillary. He is as bad as they get. Just like John Bolton, all the rest of them. I mean, these people are anti-American trash. And let's move on to even more trash. The private run-for-profit Federal Reserve set up in 1913 by an act of Congress. Congress under the Constitution controls the currency, the issuance, and monetary. So they created a new treasonous fourth branch of government that's not government, but has governmental powers and no oversight. In the act, all they can do is abolish it. Well, Trump needs to put pressure on the Federal Reserve to do what he tells them in the interim, and he needs to go to Congress and put the pressure on and say, I want it abolished, or the bare minimum audited, which they'll claim they don't have the authority to do. Well, then you say, if you don't let us do the open audit, you get abolished. So here is the head of the Federal Reserve yesterday saying, the president, I won't listen to him. I won't do what he says. I won't resign. And if he tells me I'm fired, I won't quit. Now, the public freaked out about this. This trended at the top of X yesterday. We put up two clips of it as of this morning, had like 15 million views. And used to, I've been on air for 30 years talking about the Federal Reserve with Ron Paul, everybody. That's really the central issue at the heart of it. The private central bank that hijacks our country, that owns BlackRock, that runs it all. They set the policies for all the stuff you see happening. So that's really at the top of the mountain. That's the main enemy, you know, beachhead. And that's pretty dry stuff, though, for the public. Like a bank, the Federal Reserve, what? Foreign people own it, what? I mean, that's academic Lubin von Mises Institute stuff that our original, still here, hardcore audience, you know, knows about. But to see it being popularized everywhere, people going, what? And people waking up, it's private. And then Ron Paul has said he'll work with Musk and Trump as an advisor on the government efficiency office. And Musk talking about 80% cuts like he did at X of Twitter. I mean, this is a real revolution. And we've got to do it. And the government's out of control. These agencies are out of control. Our economy will explode once these people are out of the way. And to the government people that are worried about losing your job, we're about to go bankrupt. Everything's falling apart. You need the prosperity. You want to explode the economy. It's the only way out of this. Just get out of the way. And there's also moves where Trump can go in and sign an executive order that no government contracts can go to any big tech company that is involved with the government and censorship, plus that's illegal. That will shut it down. Breaking bombshell, the Federal Reserve is above the law and answers to no one, according to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Just that clip, 12.3 million views. Another clip I saw this morning has 10 million. So I said 20 averaging. It's like 22 million now. I think the other clip probably grew too. 22 million people. And when you go watch the report, I've got the Federal Reserve Act. I've got Greenspan admitting it in there. And that's a nice little eight-minute report. And you watch that, you know what's going on. And it's all dead on. And people are like, what? There's a private bank running things owned by foreigners, and it's above the law? Well, what the hell's that? Yeah, pretty crazy, huh? So here's Powell.
Hi, Victoria Guida with Politico. Some of the president-elect's advisors have suggested that you should resign. If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
Can you follow up on, do you think that legally you're not required to leave?
No.
Remember those clips I played probably 100 times last year? Let's find both of them again. It was actually like a 45-minute long meeting, but the two clips of the FDIC board meeting last October, and they're literally up there saying, well, we're all going bankrupt. It's already happened. All the banks are going to fail. We're going to come up with a new system. We're going to take everybody's money and say we own it all now, and your stocks and your mortgage. We're going to put it in a unified ledger. And then we'll take whatever we need out of your assets whenever we want it. But that's called a bail-in, and we don't want the public to know this is already set up. It might panic them. And that's on the FDIC website. Now, it's not private like the Federal Reserve. It's a federal agency by an act of Congress, but it does what the Federal Reserve says. And there they are saying, we're getting ready to say, you don't own your assets anymore. They're all in a big bucket. And it's tokenized like Bitcoin, but not open and free. And then we track everything you do. We control what you do. We say where you can use it. And we take what we want out of it, or we add what we want of your good little globalist. I mean, that's so evil, so unfair, so dangerous. It's a nightmare. And you're like, wait a minute. You'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. Oh, what was Schwab talking about? When you have that unified ledger, because the EU's announcing it, China's already got it, they'll first crash things and say, oh, everything, nothing's worth anything. The stock market's down. Oh, but if you accept this, suddenly it'll boost back up. And for a while, it'll create prosperity. But now they're tracking you, controlling you. And now you've got a universal basic income through it, because they have a new thing to leverage, a new bubble. And so you own nothing. It's in this ledger, but you're a stakeholder, so you're happy. You're like a domesticated pig in a barn, in a stall, who thinks he's happy while he's being fed corn to be fattened up, to be butchered for Thanksgiving or Christmas. So we're up to that point now. We want Trump to get in, who's pledged to stop all that, the central bank digital currency and this. And no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. But that's why Putin was forced to be setting up their own system, because the West was doing this. And now Putin's like, okay, well, we'll work with you now. We'll do something else. Or, yeah, we'll keep doing BRICS, but we don't want to be in confrontation. Because, you know, they're like, we actually go to economic war with the globalists? I mean, this is serious stuff.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to talk about the deep state's plan to overthrow Trump before he gets inaugurated, and their other plan to overthrow it after, next hour, the security expert. Because, again, it's so critical to war game this. I know most of the listeners know this, but new listeners, this is so serious. But let me go back to Pompeo I was just talking about, because here's an example. Wall Street Journal op-ed, Mike Pompeo today, saying he's the expert, he's going to advise Trump a Trump peace plan for Ukraine, because they know Trump's going to do this. And it's the Soros-NATO plan to have Ukraine join NATO and to give them a Marshall Plan of at least $500 billion of American taxpayer money, just like at the end of World War II. Well, that's the Soros plan. Type in Soros wants Marshall Plan for Ukraine. They said that 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, 3 years ago. And Putin said, you're not going in there and taking it over. I'm going to take a third of the country as a security zone if you do that. And so he went in. So their peace plan is a war plan and another plan to fleece us. Roger Stone has written an op-ed that we'll post on InfoWars.com. Why President Trump cannot trust Mike Pompeo. It's an excellent article. Goes through it all. I already played the clip of him gleefully laughing and saying Trump needs to go to prison for the legal documents he had. So Trump's biggest threat is these people that he's had around him. Now, what we need to see more of is stuff like this. The House Judiciary Committee has sent a letter to the UN prosecutor, the crook, Jack Smith, with his political cases, said, we're investigating you for election interference. Save all your documents. Get ready to testify. That's getting on the offense. And then I've got a bunch of other examples of this. I believe we have this video clip. If you do, tell me you have it. This is Trump lawyer Mike Davis fires warning shot at New York AG Soros open puppet Letitia James. Continue your lawfare against Trump, and we will put your fat ass in prison. We have that clip? Great, I'm going to play that in a moment. So this is exactly what we need to be doing. And they go, oh, that's vengeance. Don't be vengeance. Don't be Hitler. No, they're the ones that did all this. They're the crooks. They opened the borders. They human trafficked. They persecuted. They lawfared. They spied on people illegally. They tried to start World War III. They destroyed our name around the world. And they need to go to prison. Obama illegally ordered the government before he left office to spy on Trump and make crap up. It's all come out. Crossfire Hurricane, all of it. They're not going to stop until we stand up to them. It's like leaving a rattlesnake in your newborn baby's crib. This is what needs to be happening. And they need to talk about Soros and his son and the human trafficking that they're heavily involved in at the top. They're not going to leave us alone. They'd kill all of us in a minute if they could. I don't want to kill them. I don't want anybody to touch a hair on their head. Extrajudicially, but judicially and legislatively, we have to block their operations, ban their NGOs, and prosecute them. And then when they're convicted, throw them in prison. They're not going to be nice to us if we're nice to them. They're attacking us. They started it. They're not going away. Do you really want to save the country? Do you really want to have prosperity? Do you really want to move forward? Then this is a man's game. And the same delusions I saw in 2016 that Trump's invincible and, you know, it's a dynasty and we're unstoppable. It's not as bad as it was then. It's a lot less, but it's still disgusting. All right? We are not out of the woods yet. And admitting that and Trump remembering they tried to kill him and all the rest of it is critical. Here's the clip.
Let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump in his second term. Because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time. And we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights. And I promise you that. So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again.
We've been warning people on the show, Mike, this isn't the same Trump administration. Stop messing around. Don't rig elections. Don't illegally vote. Don't try the funny business, because we know the team this time and they are not effing around.
Well, the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, has been caught in all these open crimes, money laundering, trying to witness fix, all of it. They ought to be thrown in prison. And did you hear what that lawyer said? A conspiracy against rights. That's a felony. And it hadn't hit the news. And so my lawyers are like, don't get into it till it's the point. But I got lawyers to actually look at the rigged Sandy Hook cases and what the judges did and what they admit the FBI and the CIA involved and how they found me in default and then had show trials with HBO. That is a clear-cut conspiracy against rights. And the process of that is already going on in court for 3 weeks. And they've not responded because they can't believe somebody would call them on it. Oh, Alex Jones is a demon. Alex Jones pissed on graves. Alex Jones said people's houses attacked people. Didn't do any of that. Barely ever even talked about it. The internet questioned Sandy Hook, so I talked about it some and said, yeah, they staged a lot of stuff. Could be staged. Later, but long before they sued me, I said, no, I think it probably happened. But it's okay to question things. And then they had this whole, oh, he's attacking us. Oh, you know, later, I wasn't ever even to platform for Sandy Hook. I told Elon Musk that, and he said, let me go check the records and see if that's true. And he said, my God, you were taken off for confronting Oliver Darcy of CNN. They called it cyberbullying at a congressional hearing in the hall. He'd been going around trying to get me off air, boycotting me. And I confronted him and said he was a scumbag and just talked to him for 5 minutes. I was banned for that. Years later on Joe Rogan, the head lawyer of Twitter admitted that was it. And I said, you know, Elon, go look at what I was really banned for. And he went to the record and he looked, he went, my God, I was told it was this. No, it wasn't even talked about because I was never blamed for that. They just said, he's the Sandy Hook guy. He did this to these people. And then they had PR firms say all these lies that I was doing to them. They raised money. He's attacking us. We need money. Oh God, he's coming after us. Oh God, all he does is talk about us. Oh, he did this to us. He created the conspiracy. No, I didn't. And so, that's where we are. They've had a conspiracy against us. And you have to go on the offense. You cannot just let them continue on. I mean, you think I want to go up against these people? You think I want to sue the FBI and all these people? I mean, the first thing they'll do is just go get some grand jury to indict me. Whatever. I mean, at this point, I didn't do the stuff you said I did. And I'm not going to sit here and have you lie about me for the rest of my life. You know, I've had people many times, including in front of family, in front of my security, walk right up to me and say, screaming, you killed those kids. And I literally look at these mentally ill people and I go, what kids I kill? Well, you, and I go, you mean Adam Lanza? And they go, it's happened three times. They run off. I mean, people think I killed the kids at Sandy Hook. Because you think Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones. I mean, it's all just brainwashing. The left used to think, Trump, Mexicans are all criminals. Never said it. Nothing close to it. So, they're in AP today, and that article about InfoWars up for sale next Wednesday, calling me a criminal, saying my corrupt business. No one's ever been able to say I'm corrupt. They've audited me, the IRS, outside federally appointed auditing firms, nothing. Because I did exactly what I said. And it says in the article, I'm corrupt. I run a corrupt business. That's defamation for real right there. He says, we want him shut down because he's corrupt. So they say, with malicious forethought, intent to do harm, that's the definition of defamation and libel, to hurt somebody when you know it's not true, that Alex Jones is a crook, and we want him off the air, so we're saying he's a crook. If I get the money, I'm going to sue them too. So I'm fighting with everything I've got, and I'm exposing their whole agenda, and they hate my guts because we tell the truth and we're effective. That's why. Do it right now. Before I get back to the other news, they don't want you to hear. That's why I need you to support us and get great t-shirts, great supplements, great knives, and other items at thealexjonesstore.com so we can stay on air and fight these people. I'm a fighter, but I can't do it without you. This is going to sell out probably by tomorrow. It's a new Made in America, super high-end, custom Outback-style breacher with the answer to 1984 on one side, my signature on the other at dmoknives.com. That's exclusive. And then this is the 1776 Devastator is what I named it, with the Betsy Ross flag in 1776. The built-in brass knuckles. Skull Crusher. You can defend yourself from every angle with this. This is an amazing knife. Limited edition. Custom. At thealexjonesstore.com. And you get $40 off the knife when you sign up for the VIP. And then you save $40 on the knife for $30. Any other product you buy, you get $40 for $30. You make money if you're going to be buying products at thealexjonesstore.com. So there's no excuse. And there's the ultimate CMOS, incredible superfood for your whole body, immune system, libido, stamina, energy. You got to get that. It's all there. And limited edition InfoWars collector posters that are fundraisers, so we actually get some funds in here. Because the supplements are so competitive when you get, you know, like three bottles of it for 55% off. They got to cut those sales down a little bit. They haven't got around to it yet because I'm like, we're not making much money on this. People are buying a lot of it, but this is such a good deal. We got to make some money here. So we make some money on the knives. We make a lot on the posters because that's like, again, when you buy a coffee, you give $100 to NPR to promote communism if you're into that. You know the coffee cup costs $5, $6, $7. They actually get some money in for their communism because you donated. Well, this is $50 for the posters. That's really what you need to do at thealexjonesstore.com if you really want to historically stand with us and have it by your pool table or in your living room or in your study or at your office. These limited edition, really strong InfoWars posters I designed and the Alex Jones poster that's a Star Wars-esque fun thing. That's how you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. So check out the posters more and more there on the site. That's how we are going to continue on against these people. But the reason Trump was able to sustain is he spent billions of his own money. This made $4 billion he lost. And he got billions in donations for the legal defense, for watching the election fraud, for stopping a lot of the election fraud, and for campaigning. It takes money to win a war. So why not get really cool knives and cool posters and great supplements and amazing shirts and hoodies and things and support the broadcast? That's how we do this. That's how we fight. I want to thank those that have supported and encouraged those that haven't. Now's the time. And I hope next Wednesday a good buyer that's a patriot buys it. But who knows who those people will be. And if they try to control what I say or I don't like what's going on, I'm out of here. And if the bad guys get it, we're shut down next Thursday. This place is closed. The bad guys say they're buying it to silence me. Well, we got the backups and the systems and the uplinks and the servers and building the websites and setting up the systems and building a bigger studio. And all that takes money. And people are like, well, don't be in legal fights. You know, we have to, and the best defense is a good offense. What they did to me was wrong. So I can't just keep defending with these people. I have to go on the offense and sue them all. And what they did is incredible. A conspiracy against my rights. Serious felonies. With PR firms and the FBI, they just thought they'd get away with it. They thought they'd still be in power now. No. What you did to Trump was wrong. What you did to all these people was wrong. And we're not going to let you keep doing it to people. So I don't know how this is going to end, but I told you, you want to fight, you better believe you got one. So when you support us, you're fighting for your own future and your own security, which hangs in the balance. All right. And this is going to continue. You know, they could start a major war. Try to derail Trump, a race conflict, to have a civil war. They're openly pushing that, and then they got this. They do a big cyber attack. There's a lot of things, but this is their favorite play. And they're already trying to hype the monkeypox for a third time. Oh, monkeys escaped. Oh, monkeypox. Oh, monkeypox in England. Oh, God. Oh. COVID shots pose 119. COVID shots pose 1,119. The number is so big, I can't even say it right. COVID shots pose a 1,119 times higher risk of brain clots than flu shots, which also cause it. Major, respected, huge study, peer-reviewed, published November 1st, and there's all these other studies saying the same thing, and they're still pushing the COVID mRNA Franken-shot mixed with the flu shot, thinking they can trick people because only 4% are dumb enough to take their 10th booster, so now they're mixing it in with the flu shot. Thinking idiots will not read the fine print so they can sterilize and poison and soft kill and kill more people. And they're going to try to bring back new pandemics. They've said that to get their global control, their world ID, and their cashless society, social credit score system in. And so, yeah, there's William Shakespeare, not the famous one, but actually a relation. First guy to take the COVID shot in England, died a week later. So we need to be on air warning people, exposing this, because they can roll out a new virus, a new hysteria to try to shut down America again. And they did that to Trump before, but now he's a lot wiser. He's got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that wrote the book on exposing this in there. And you know the Justice Department's going to come after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I predict it. And they're coming after Tulsi Gabbard's. I'm predicting it. They're coming after everybody. Well, you know what? There's a lot more of us than there are of them, and I'm tired of living on my knees. I've never lived on my knees, but I'm not going to. And so you can think you're living on your knees. It's a bad place to be. Here's another one. CDC planned quarantine camps nationwide. Has the document in the article. They're planning to bring them back to lock down people that even disagree or that leave their house. Not just, quote, oh, we claim you have COVID or you have a sniffle or the PCR test. They can say you have it when you don't. No, now they want to disappear everybody. Here's the document. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. You read it, it is a blueprint of pure evil. You want to go read this report that is 12 pages long. This is what's on the books right now. And New York and California have got bills to codify the end of due process, the end of your rights, the end of habeas corpus right now. And I just mentioned this, COVID 2.0, new monkeypox variant UK, and 40 rhesus monkeys escaped from Carolina Research Facility. I mean, they did this the first time they rolled out monkeypox 2.5 years ago. Oh, a truck dumped over with monkeys. They might have monkeypox in Pennsylvania. The same crap. Then, oh, we already said monkeypox. Let's call it mpox this year. But people are wise to it, so the hysteria is not setting in. Boy, there's a lot of news here. But let me get to some more of these clips before we start the next hour with a very special guest. Let's play clip three. You know, Joe's already sued them for saying he endorsed Kamala Harris 3 months ago when they edited a video together using AI. They took real clips, then used AI to morph it. I bet Joe sues him. He was just texting me. He loves the Alex Jones for press secretary idea. Yeah, that's trended top everywhere now. It's funny. At the end of the next hour, I'll give you my real take on that if you're still around. But sort of remind me of that crew, please. Kind of gather up the news on it and some of the fun photos and memes for me, please. I'll do that in the last 10 minutes of the next hour. I got a lot of news covered in the meantime, so we'll budget that time. But now they're blaming Rogan for recruiting young boys to fascism. We need a feminist version. So it's all about divide women from men, make women think men are all your problems. And then the women are worshiping a psychotic CIA brainwashing BlackRock transhumanist death cult that wants to divide men and women. And the women that buy into this with Stockholm syndrome and learned helplessness think that the state and the state-run media and the Federal Reserve and the New World Order that's starting World War III that puts fluoride in their water, that gives them poison shots, that releases violent criminals from jail, that human traffics children and women, that's their friend, and Rachel Maddow's their friend when she says we got to uprise and be pirates and get violent because Trump's going to be violent, so we got to get violent. And these people are weak-minded. They can't admit they've been lied to. And they feel disempowered. They believe this utopia is coming and they're going to get those student loans they paid for those worthless degrees paid for. And everything will be just fine because Bernie Sanders said so if they just had communism. Then they throw fits on TV and they're babies. They were brought up spoiled brats. Everybody kissed their ass. They go to college. They're taught they're the elite. You're the future. All the Hollywood movies show women kicking men's ass and in charge. And they look around them and go, well, the women aren't in total charge everywhere. And that's because of the patriarchy. You want to be in charge in a machine gun nest? You want to be up here at 3 a.m. like me every night? I mean, there are women that'll do that, like Carrie Lake. And I mean, there's a lot of women that are into things you would call, you know, Joan of Arc. So the women that are into that are always very exceptional. There's plenty of women we could have as the president. But it's not these women. Just like you can't get the average dumbass dude out. I mean, there are a lot of dumb men. When we say that there's a lot of dumb women, there are a lot of dumb people. But there's nobody dumber than these 20-something-year-old women that actually think BlackRock and Fauci and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are their friends. And then the men that want to fight them because don't want to be slaves and we actually want a future. And the women in our orbit are at, like, live on pink pillows, basically up on pedestals, can do whatever they want. If they want to go fight, great, come join us. Hell, I try to get my oldest daughter, who's beautiful, smart, incredible, to get involved in this. And she knows it all as a Trump supporter. And she said, no, 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 no. I got the phone call last night and she wants to meet with Daddy on Sunday. She sees how bad it is, and I'm very excited. So, yeah, women, I'd love to see you step up. And you want to actually take on globalists? You actually want to run companies? You actually want to go out there and dehorn cattle? You actually want to? Okay, great. The women that want to do it, perfect. You think I don't want my three daughters to be successful? And my daughters want to be astronauts, scientists, mathematicians, president, more power to them. But the whole thing about women in power was created by Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, the CIA, Gloria Steinem after that, to break up the family and to screw up women and men. And then where are women? They're more depressed, more alone. And what does the left tell you? Well, just get on OnlyFans. I don't judge women that have done that. I'm just saying that's what they're... Oh, Germany, they made it the law of your own welfare. They can order a woman to be a prostitute. Yeah, look it up. And tell you got to be with at least 10 men a day, and you can't refuse a customer. Well, even the worst pimp will let the whore, you know, refuse a customer if she wants. I mean, these guys treat these women, the left does, worse than a nasty ghetto pimp. So, the West empowered women. The West loves women. You ever been in the West? You know, all the old Europe, everywhere, it's just statues of women everywhere. So, the West is the best. We empower women. We love women. We're the same species. When the egg starts dividing early on, every embryo is a female. And then the decision in the X's and Y's and how the sperm and egg came together makes the decision and what you are. And men are the warrior ants in the anthill. And we go out and fight the invaders and bring in the food. And then the female sits there, and the males bring her the food. And you see that expressed in every species except lions. And the females there bring the male the food. They only bring the dominant male the food, so they get the best genetics, so they get stronger and stronger. But then when they get attacked, the male will selflessly sacrifice himself to defend them. And that's how that works. It's called biology, folks. Fuck it at your own peril.
Many of the supplements available at thealexshowstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
into hour number four. Owen Schroyer is coming up in 60 minutes. I have a special guest on security for Trump, and I really respect this guest and how he thinks they're going to try to go after him. Victor Boot is a weapons expert, obviously, and a very famous soldier. He agrees the main thing is going to be a surface air missile. That's coming up. And I got some other fun stuff with the left we're going to get to. Epic trolling of Michael Cohen. It's so hilarious. I'm going to play that at the start of the next segment. But I was mentioning Joe Rogan and how MSNBC is coming out saying he's turning young men into fascists and all the rest of this crap, and how they're trying to make it a division between male versus female. Women, leftist women, it is a project of the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation of the 20s, Edward Bernays, the feminist movement, all of it. And you can say, well, some of the things women got in that are good. Yeah, well, men were already for that. They just hijacked the suffrage movement and then made it to divide society. This is declassified. Look up Gloria Steinem, CIA. And now look what they've done to everybody. So here's a clip of MSNBC talking about Joe Rogan. And then we're going to come back and just get into all the other news I haven't gotten to. We're putting a compilation together. So you got to see this. The problem is there's too much. And I was telling the crew, it doesn't need to be an hour long, of leftists calling for violence, saying they're going to kill Trump, saying they're going to kill you. And we need to push back on this, and it's illegal what they're doing, and need to point out that they're the ones doing this. Here's a clip.
Particularly the media ecosystem, it's not a good one. It's a negative one. It's a radicalization funnel. But what they have done in their online media ecosystem is build a radicalization engine, literally the way militant groups do around the world, that takes people from relatively low-level annoyances with the world. Why are eggs so expensive? Why is my kid learning this new thing in American history in school that I didn't learn? And then moves them through YouTube videos, through podcasts, moves them from that annoyance all the way slowly, slowly, slowly to a full-blown fascist politics. It's an elaborate multi-billion dollar infrastructure, and there is nothing like it on the pro-democracy side. We don't have an when a man is just lost and lonely and not yet radicalized, we don't have the equivalent of Joe Rogan and right. Jordan Peterson to move that man in a feminist direction. By the way, we should educate men that it's actually really great to live with a strong woman who makes money. It's actually easier. Life is easier.
But I think
Hey, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we're proud to come back to you with our second partnership with Alex Jones. The DMO Outback Alex Jones Edition is 10.5 inches in total length, 5.10 blade length, and 11.8 ounces in total weight. The DMO Outback Alex Jones Edition will come to you in stonewash. We'll have solid black G10 composite handles inserted with Cerakote screws, which are in the color of black as well. Alex Jones signature on one side, and the answer to 1984 is 1776 on the other. This beautiful stonewashed Outback starts as a piece of steel, and we go through the grinding process, four steps of heat treatment, among other things, to get this out the door to you in your hands as an everyday carry. The stonewashed Outback will come to you with your very own Kydex sheath for blade protection, and we'll have a little belt attachment for you that you can attach to either side, whichever draw that you would like to have coming off your waistline. And we like to keep it as simple as possible. So at checkout, you have the option for this, which is a nice acrylic stand, really super easy to put together if you would just simply like to display your knife, along with the other goodies that you're going to get in your DMO box with the Alex Jones Outback. We're going to get you a certificate of authenticity, so you'll know specifically the number and amount of blades that were made of the Outback. For all of our drops and giveaways, check in with @DMO Knives. But if you want to be a part of this particular partnership, Alex Jones and the Stonewash Outback, you need to go to DMOKnives.com and get yours today. American made by American people right here at our workshop in Fayetteville, Arkansas. They are built to never fail the operator.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is
because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I want to be clear. I'm not putting people down that are playing the compilation tapes of leftists flipping out and everything, or them calling for violence. And, you know, it's hilarious at one level, but it shows their mind control. It shows that they're brainwashed. And we have all these compilation videos that I'm going to get to later. I'll post on X today. Of women shaving their heads and saying, we'll never be with men again. Men are at the fault of Trump. I mean, this is total divide and conquer. And yeah, we can make fun of these people, but it's very, very sad what's happened to them. And I just ask, is there any way to get them out of their slavery? Because they love a system, a corporate system, using psychological warfare on record to brainwash them and just turn them into complete idiots. I mean, look at their eyes. Look how nuts they look. All because we don't want World War III. All because we don't want open borders and human trafficking of children. All because we want to stabilize the dollar. All because we want to have cheap energy. All because we want prosperity. I mean, America's been the greatest country in the world, the freest. It's been hijacked by evil. And the people they love, the BlackRock globalists, the WEF, the Bill Gateses, are the villains. But that's who they support. But I want to play something just fun, because I'm going to mix some of this into the show. I mean, I thought about it. We do deserve to have some fun. We have had some big victories before we get into this really serious topic in a minute. Epic. Turkey Michael Cohen gets trolled in real time with hilarious overlays during his live stream following Trump's magnificent electoral remarks. Now, instead of him just going along with it, making a joke out of it, which I've been on live streams, people have done this, he flips out and then later just, you know, quits. And it just shows how seriously these people take themselves. Radio, you know, it won't be funny because you're just hearing him babble. But, you know, he had said he'd leave the country because Trump's going to come kill him and put him in a camp. Remember that? Now women are shaving their heads because they believe it. Well, guess what? Now he says he's not leaving the country. Boy, big surprise. Here's the clip.
No problem. Wow. Genius you are. Can we stop with that? I appreciate it. I don't like the stupid turkeys. All right. Let's just knock that stupid shit off, please. All right. I did. I said I was leaving. And then the following day, get that through your dumb heads. The following day, I turned around and I said that there's no chance in the world that I'm leaving my country. Thank you very much. All right? I'm not leaving anyway. You leave. This is my country. And I have every right, every single right within which to turn around, would we stop so we can... All right, 2 seconds, I'm going to end up blocking this idiot.
And then he flips out and quits. I watched like 10 minutes of it this morning. That's a short clip. So these people really are clowns, but let's stop here. And I'm not trying to be a killjoy, but I have a responsibility to tell you what I really think. And this is all I do. And all I do is talk to leading experts that have histories of being accurate. And I said hundreds of times, Trump is going to win in a landslide. He's not running against Kamala. She's super unpopular. The only question is, will he be able to override the fraud? And then people got mad at me and said, oh, you're saying he's not going to win. No, I said what Trump later said last Sunday, a day after I did an emergency broadcast, said they're openly trying to steal it. And he had the people, his daughter at the RNC, got the lawyers out and the watchers. did a great job, and we still caught them in a lot of fraud. Those investigations need to be ongoing. We need to stop it. But we mitigated it enough to where he won the popular and the electoral. The popular vote and also the state maps, the electoral college. So admitting you're in a fight isn't being negative. That's what Trump said Sunday. And now we've got to reform the system and get back to paper ballots and stop all of this. And they're going to try again. But we're not naive anymore about the crooks we're up against. When they could just say, oh, there's no fraud, don't believe it, don't investigate. Most people didn't spend money to pay for investigators, didn't give money to Trump, didn't get involved, didn't go volunteer to be poll watchers, didn't get organized by Trump campaign or by TPUSA that was a game changer, and Citizen AG, and you know all these groups, lots of little groups, lots of medium groups, tons of big groups. This is about a fight. It's about deciding to fight. So now we've got to look at what the left's pre-programming. Yeah, they have Kamala say she'll accept it and Biden say they'll accept it and Tampon Tim, but then all their surrogates say, we're going to have uprisings. We're going to have armed rebellions. Carville, Maddow, I played the clip first hour. And we're going to be pirates and we're going to resist. We need the military to help us. And you got movies like Civil War that's a fantasy about the military joining the citizens to go and kill Trump. And only the Secret Service stands with him at the White House and they kill him, the Trumpian figure. So they're going to trigger events that can be blamed on Trump. You can imagine what those are. Shoot up a black church, blow up a black college, kill a bunch of migrants, shoot a group of Democrats protesting Trump. They got legislation introduced where he can't call it the military domestically if he gets into office in 72 days. So they're planning to gin something up now to stop him. And if that doesn't work, they're going to do it once he's in. That's admitted. And so what are we going to do about it? Goal one, keep him alive, get him in office. Make sure he gets good people in the aren't traitors like Pompeo. Show him how they stab him in the back. Trump's like, well, I didn't know that. Pompeo, you're done. Make sure he has the right policies. Make sure we're activists. We support. He has the trifecta in the Senate, the House. We have the court. We have the executive. We have the legislative. We have the judicial. We have the executive. God has given us a second chance. It's like God gives you and your wife a baby, and the baby's born. It's healthy. It's 9 months old. Now you got to love it and feed it and clean it and take care of it. You can't just leave it in the bed and go on a trip for a week. You come back, it's dead. So we got the baby. God gave us the chance at a new future. But we're going to have to now take care of it and protect it and defend it and educate it and raise it up. Praise God. I'm so thankful. Lord, thank you for answering our prayers. Now we've got to deliver. God gave us the runway. We fought hard. God protected Trump. He carried us through. That's how faith works. The Bible says it. I've experienced it. You do the hard work. You follow God's directive. You're the best person you can. You have faith. And you'll go really far, but then you'll see God take you the last steps and sometimes carry you across a gorge. So you better know it's God. And you better know that it's time to perform. So I wanted to bring a really smart security expert on that does it for government, corporations, has a fleet of his own aircraft, does a great job, obviously, with the Lahaina situation in Maui, with the intel and the response, does it all over the U.S. and parts of the world. He's strategic response partner. Steve is an expert in dealing with global disasters, preparedness, security, response, and recovery. Slepcevich also owns Saber Defense Team that provides security services in disaster zones, civil unrest, including security threats, assessment to mitigate active shooters, life safety issues, and property damage. He joins us to talk about the lead up to the inauguration, post-election threats, grid down scenarios, preparing for what's next in America. And he has incredible sources, done security for Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They just had the big Save the Republic event a few weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago in D.C. It was a huge event with the MAHA movement that Musk is funding. So much happening. He's not just smart himself. He's got sources everywhere. So do I. But I wanted to get him on. Been trying for a week, but he's been so busy with stuff behind the scenes he couldn't do it till today. to now give us his assessment and his sources assessment of what we're facing with the intel we've got and the pre-programming from the globalist of what they're already getting ready. So, Steve, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Alex, thanks for having me. And not much from than what we discussed last time. What people have to understand is that this time, based on the intel that I'm getting both from the military and law enforcement, the greatest advice that I could give to Trump advance right now is don't travel together. Don't be at the same events together. Be at two separate areas. Because when you see them saying, like you talked earlier, you know, a peaceful transfer of government, those are the talking points now. Peaceful transfer of government times 100. Media pushing that out too, right? They made the phone call. It's no different than what you saw in 2020. The most secure election, the most secure election. Everything that they talk about, if you look at it, is always the opposite. And so what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is if you think that this global order that has been planned for the last 50 years is simply going to lay down and be calm, there you have to be very conscious that the fact that the enemy never sleeps. Like when I heard her give her speech and talk about it, I see a snake, right? I see a scorpion. I see a leopard that doesn't change its spots. And no matter what's coming out of that person's mouth, spiritually, I'm tuning into the fact that it is completely the opposite. And the war games are being planned in a very strategic way. The best way is that when people are celebrating, right, people, their guard is coming down. And then the enemy is saying, hey, there's nothing to worry about. We're not coming for you. We're going to do this peacefully because that's the kind of people that we are. So whatever's being planned, I'm still encouraging people heavily to stay in prayer, tune in spiritually, and keep your house ready and harden your structure because it's not going to happen. Just because we won election, we have not got into the fact that he is in the White House. You know? And him publicly coming out, Alex, just the other day about straight up saying, I'm going to take the deep state on. I think it's one of the most brilliant tactics ever done because what it does, it creates chaos. It creates confusion in their areas. And I promise you, I could probably hear the paper shredders right now going across those different offices. They're trying to get rid of as much evidence as you can. But in that same vein, in the intel community, there's sentinels that are tracking every single movement. So when you're in a position of now they're coming after you, every single move that they're making is being tracked and documented. So it's going to be a very interesting, very disruptive time. And don't be complacent because in military, that's the time that we would ambush a camp is when they're treating a wounded individual and all their focus is going inward and they forgot their perimeter security. And they become lax because they think that the firefight is over. That's when you regroup and you come back and you hit them when they're completely not expecting. They're not prepared for that ambush.
Well, let's walk through the scenarios. And again, the key thing is what they're prepping for, what the left's telling us is coming. It looks like they're going to stage some false flags and blame Trump supporters. Also, they are hyping up new viruses. Speak to those and other scenarios.
Well, yeah, I mean, you saw the monkeys that just got loose in one area. You know, aside from the biological side of it, there's a lot of moving pieces right now. You also see, I see a counter ambush coming. You know. With the DOJ, FBI, the Epstein list, the P. Diddy list, the JFK, Russia hoax, all these type of things that are coming out, the straightening out the J6ers, the 275,000 Americans that were unjustly prosecuted, Bobby Kennedy coming out with the fact that he's going to take the $42 billion that's at the NIH and distribute it among scientists for them to actually produce the papers, to actually do the true test, to expose what science is actually accurate. And then the lawyers that are going to take these companies on, this is changing everything, you know, and especially for the fact that Trump's not looking for a reelection cycle. You know, the international order is being disrupted from these globalists. I can't speculate what they're going to do. But when they end the food programs like you see in New York City, right, with the illegal immigrants, they're ending the food programs. These are the cash cards that these people count on to go get their food per day. And you end that, you close that out, you don't renew it. People start starving across the country that are here illegally, can't speak the language, can't get a job, and don't have citizenship, that can't legally work.
Steve, well, you said this 3-4 months ago. I've been saying it's true. They bring in 25 million illegals that are totally on welfare, give them all this lavish extra money, and now it's all being cut off. That's the same thing with the IMF and World Bank. They know that once a third world country spends half its paycheck for the average person on food and energy, riots begin, 60% total overthrow of governments. That's the angrier world. They bring in all these dependents, cut it off. Within a few months, that's going to explode. Then they say there's going to be civil unrest to Trump. They'll bill it as racial. Then they trying to pass laws that Trump can't call the military domestically. They're saying Trump's planning all this. They're going to create the crisis when Trump tries to respond, if he can even get into office. They're going to try to drive him from office. They've said that. Rachel Maddow said that 2 nights ago.
Well, it's going to be disruptive no matter how you look at it, right? Because a deportation process is very massive. It's very cumbersome. But in that process, people are going to start, you know, yelling xenophobic, racist, all this type of stuff when these things start happening. But it's the rule of law. You came in illegally. You're going to be deported because that's the rule of the law of the land, right? What happened is they called it an open border. No, it's just not a border. It's either a border or it's not a border. Either you're 100% or you're zero. So securing the borders in that process is going to be disruptive for the cartels. It's going to be disruptive for all those NGOs. And the thing about it, to me, it's also going to be the disruption of going in and purging with Elon all those government jobs. You're going to have thousands and thousands of people that are unemployed that are not hireable, right? So you don't think that these guys are colluding together to try to figure out how to save their position, how to come together and work against the new administration. It's a catharsis. It's going to get ugly, but it has to in a weird way. Sometimes those things are very painful, but they have to happen. And the thing that I also notice is like the economy. When you look at the economy, all the bullshit that we've been fed through this mainstream media under this Biden administration has been propped up, not the true extent of how bad shape America's in. That's going to come to light, and that's going to temporarily look really bad, like, oh, they just handed over the keys to Trump and look where the economy's at. But from the Trump's administration, I know they're just going to be like, hey, we're going to tell the truth to the people regardless of how it looks. This is what you've not been told. So buckle up, pull up your boots by the bootstraps, and it's time for America to get to work. What people don't understand is that, yes, we won the election on election night. We have 2 long months before he gets in there. And then we have at least 6 months of purging. So the first year is going to be extremely challenging for a lot of Americans. It's going to be a recession. It's going to be a really difficult time. But people don't understand is that, hey, you had one night to celebrate. Hey, get back to work. It's time. Now is when the work happens. Now is when it's time for us to roll up our sleeves, you know, in actually getting the work that has to be done in this process. And that's what I'm committed to. That's what my team's committed to. That's what my family's committed to.
Steve, you know? We got to go to break in about 4 or 5 minutes. And you've just agreed, literally as a public service thing, because I've already had you on as, you know, guest before you ever did this. And then they said, hey, you know, Steve's willing to, you know, come on, because I was like, hey, I want an expert on. They said, well, Steve will do it as a public service. So I had you on about Lahaina and all the rest of that. We have a great sponsor, and when people go to, we're going to come back and cover all the news in a moment, InfoWarsPhone.com, just one word, InfoWarsPhone.com, they can find the top company in the United States that supplies law enforcement, border patrol, everything, with not just satellite phones and the antennas, and but then the best, highest rated, best price you're going to get, solar panels that are portable, small ones, big ones, everything. all sorts of other amazing devices. Communications going into this is so critical. Everybody needs to go check these systems out. And so spend a few minutes, because you're the expert, about what people find at InfoWarsPhone.com. That just takes them as a URL to the satellite phone company online, so they know as a sponsor that, that, you know, that you went there, so they keep sponsoring us. But this is the place to go. They've got the best prices, and they're great people, and they're patriots. Tell us about InfoWarsPhone.com, Steve, and what you think people need to get.
Well, I can tell you what kind of how what we've done. What we've done is, again, first of all, first and foremost, they've been a great sponsor for the first responders in all the different disaster zones, the Lahaina fires, the North Carolina. They were instrumental in getting us satellite phones, the Starlinks that we were flying with our medical team, with our paramedics and our private aircraft, the rotors that were the helicopter pilots. But they donated a tremendous amount to those that were suffering, the communities, to the USAR team, search and rescue teams, to the incident commanders, the different volunteer fire departments where we would drop off sat phones, and we're linking up the Starlink across the country. But one thing that I can tell you just from our point of view, from where I'm at, we've talked about this, Alex, before. The first thing that they're going to do is, when there is a big shock and awe, they are going to kill comms. It's what's been done in multiple countries. And it's the first thing that's going to happen here. You kill the internet, kill the phone, cell phone, sat phone. I mean, the only thing that you're going to have is going to be a satellite phone to be able to communicate. It was also the first rescues that we did in North Carolina when they got completely cut off was those that had satellite phones. That was the first rescue because we got immediate coordinates. We knew what their needs were, and we were able to send helicopters to them. Those that didn't, some of them weren't reached till day 6 or day 7. And people on day 4 and day 5 were actually killing each other. And this came directly from law enforcement sharing us information at the dinner table, going, hey, another guy just beat another guy with a bat over food and water, right? I know for us, we also carry sat radios. So with the team, we have satellite radios so that we can all communicate at the same time. Everything's in Faraday sleeves for that type of stuff. We also have cold locations. So we have 5 specific cold locations throughout the United States that are standalone areas that have 50 plus acres, have their own water purification systems, their own food, have their own security perimeter, got their own fuel cells, which is and the temporary power generation, and everything's EMP proof that's set up in these 5 very strategic locations that set up for my team, family members, and other first responders that we have in the Patriot movement to be able to pull some of the names that we do actually security for to get them off the X and off the grid to where they are completely dark. No one knows where they're at. And it has on one of them, there's over 40 head of cattle on. It's got 3 natural springs of water, and there's stuff that's buried in the ground. And in those areas, we have our drone surveillance team. We have our hard mission critical security teams. And we're able to provide the medical, food, and resources in those type of areas.
All right, let's stop right there. This is big. People are hearing this going, why would people do that? The globalists have all dug into bunkers. They were getting ready. The major corporations admitted that if Trump didn't get in, everything was going to collapse fully. Now we're trying to stop the collapse. The reason the money's all flowing back in the U.S. and all the good news, the stock market, the Bitcoin's going up, all the peace deals, is Trump wants to stop the globalist Great Reset design collapse plan. But he wants to stop it. Doesn't mean we've stopped it yet. This is beyond critical. I'm Alex Jones. Steve Sledziv is our guest. Stay with us. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep, and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high-quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let me tell you why I'm so concerned. If you're a new listener particularly, you want to listen up really, really closely to me, okay? I have a lot of sources in government, in corporations, around the world, not just here. You know that. You see the guests that are here. I mean, I've had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff head, former head on. I've had all the top generals, the head of HARP. I had Victor Boot. I mean, you didn't talk to anybody. Victor Boot on, a couple hours ago. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we got a huge show. People respect the broadcast. We have the sources. And I'm just going to leave it at that. All right? And I can basically, anybody that's in the Liberty Movement, I can pick the phone up and get them to call me back within a couple hours. And I get information because other people are scared to put it out. They know I'll do it. All right? So, almost everything I'm about to say, though, is on the record. I told people about this 15 years ago because I was being told this by high-end, secure home builders. Not just the billionaires, but down to former CIA people and others thinking everything was going to end in total collapse of society because that's the globalist plan that they then ride out for a while, then bring in total control after. Everybody knows about Zuckerberg building some giant underground thing in Kauai. But in the last few years, it's been an acceleration. And you see articles, oh, the elites are all fortifying, getting ready. Well, the good guys have been doing it too. And if Trump didn't get in, this hit the news. I'm going to tell you something you don't know, but it was really bad behind the scenes. All the corporations were going to downsize, cut back to almost nothing, or close. They were preparing for a decades-long forced depression, the Great Reset, to destroy the existing economy. That's what the COVID lockdowns were the beginning of. Oh, it's good that the economy's collapsing. It's good to get your carbon footprint down. You can work from home. The government will deliver you once a week some food. Passing all these laws to lock you down and put dissenters in COVID camps for their political behavior. That's back in the news. The UN's pushing it. It's happening everywhere. So they know the old financial order's coming to an end. The globalists want to create crises to pose as the saviors during that. Civil unrest, bioweapon releases, wars. And the world's figured this out and is rejecting it and saying no to the death cult. Now, the minute Trump won, stock market shot up record levels, Bitcoin shot up, all this manufacturing got announced is coming back, all the peace deals, Hamas wants a peace deal, Iran wants a peace deal, Russia's ready to go, Putin says, I'm not going to try to destroy the dollar now. Just like that, because the globalists were running our country starting all this crap and waging war with us. So what Slepnovich is talking about, he's got incredible sources, does security for Trump, everybody, is that, yeah, everybody knew they were going to clamp down and destroy society for total control if they got in. You don't think they don't know price controls destroy the economy? You don't think all that stuff they were going to do, that's designed to drown us? Not just a wet blanket. But now that Trump's about to get in, they're going to fight to stop it. They're going to fight to discredit him if he does get in. And it doesn't mean it's going to be a bed of roses. What he said, if we're lucky, and I think he's right, if everything goes our way and we work really hard and we push the system aside and get on the offense, Trump may head off a total collapse, but it's going to be really bad. And and people have got to really get serious with upping energy production, getting innovation out, working hard. And we can maybe land the plane and not have it blow up when it crash lands. But we're going to have a rough landing, okay? And so with Trump, you get a chance to avert their collapse that they had all baked in. But then what do we launch? Because the old system's already coming down to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because it's already baked into the cake. Everything's collapsing. So regardless, people do need to get ready. So I try to bring you sponsors that are great. And the satellite phone company is the biggest, the best, the highest rated, great patriots. And I just want to tell you, you need to go to the InfoWarsPhone.com. They've done their biggest special ever just for us. I forgot to tell you about this. For the Alex Jones listeners only, this is the first time ever. First 100 callers who order a satellite phone with service get a free Faraday bundle-proof backpack, which is very fancy and nice. Stay protected. This isn't just any backpack. Bulletproof protection plus Faraday pocket to block tracking interference. Stay connected. Satellite phones keep you connected when cell networks fail. Perfect for emergencies. Limited offer. Only get the first 100 callers. Get a free Faraday bulletproof backpack exclusively only. The Alex Jones listeners, don't miss out. Call now. Be one of the first to claim this free protective backpack in your satellite phone. 941-841-0844. We'll put that number on screen because you see those other numbers on screen. That's a different number you call. You won't get that special unless you call this number, 941-841-0844, 941-841-0844. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to claim it. That's 941-841-0844 at the InfoWarsPhone.com. Operated by the great folks at the Satellite Phone Store. Go there now. InfoWarsPhone, one word, .com. All right, going back to our amazing guest who's dead on. I'm going to shut up now because I want him to be able to finish what he's saying. I want you to understand he's not, you know, these great guys, like when I had Armstrong on, the Economist, the other day, he was just saying stuff and all that was true. And I'm like interrupting, saying, hey, that's absolutely, you know, larger picture. We're not just talking out of our rear ends here. So, Steve, please continue where you left off.
Yeah, so people ask me, like, all my preparedness stuff, where am I getting my information from? You know, I'm the guy that's running with a very elite team to ground zero, whatever these events unfold, right? No different than being at January 5th and 6th, 33 paramedics there, a whole team security board up, and watching the actual orchestration of a beautifully productive Hollywood production. The intel guys I work with, these individuals are the ones that are actually in the cybersecurity. So cybersecurity and also being the ability to hack and listen to transmissions, when they're pulling their families out of major cities and building bunkers, and the bunkers are being built by a friend of mine who owns a bunker building company for these elites. So the intel that I'm getting is directly from the sources to why are you preparing? What are you preparing for? And why is it for 10 years? And what it is, it's not to scare people. I don't operate in that space. My shit is to be predictive modeling for whatever may be coming, prepare the organizations, the critical infrastructure, and the clients that I work for, and then be able to answer the call. If they don't have a secure phone from their end to my end, I haven't prepped them to have make sure that they have Faraday bags and that they have sat phones, that they're going sat phone to sat phone. They're all their numbers of their family members and all the elite members are going to be responding to them with security, medical, food, power, fuel, all the stuff to keep them sanitation, keep them up and operational. I failed at my job. And then if all those things fail, they still know that there's a team showing up because that's a rally point. That's a cold location. And we've drilled for that type of stuff. So not just the intel community, but the elites that they're building for. And I know who they are because they're guys that work in my circle that are assigned to those people providing executive protection for them, private security for them. So we talk offline. And I know what's coming. The thing about it, all I can say is not a fear mongering at all. It's just ready your house, get a community together, get to know your neighbor and get organized. Because if you think that the next 2 months, we're just going to slide in there, people, you're standing at the beach, the water is receding and you think, oh, look, the storm's gone. No, the tsunami's coming. It's going to be very tumultuous, to be very difficult, to be very extremely challenging. But I promise you that on the other side of it, we're going to come out of it. And I always tell people the 90-day rule, right? If you can get past the 90 days of a complete grid down and you've survived the first 90 days, they say 65 to 70% of Americans will be dead. Those are EMP Commission numbers, a study they did. If you can get past the 90 days, in that 90 days, as a human being, they show that you will have evolved, you've become resilient, you've learned how to prop up your crops, raise your chickens, rabbits, whatever it is, and that you've created a security perimeter wherever you're at, and that your chance of survival are really good after the 90-day mark. So not saying expect that to happen. I'm prepared for it. I'm not a doomsday prepper. But I know that at a certain point, even the best prepared, the best trained will ultimately fail if their spiritual house is not in order. So if God's not first in your life and you're not putting that thing as far as being spiritually grounded and really tuned in, because that is what's going to lead you in these last times.
Steve, I totally agree with you. What I'm trying to say to people is the globalists were planning to do this. They had a lot of preparation. We know exactly how they would implement it, but we know what the different crises they had geared up to bring us to our knees and to bring in the new cashless society. Whether it's a virus, whether it's a war, whether it's uprisings, whether it's power outages, whether it's cyber attacks, they've been getting it pre-programmed that it's the Trump supporters that are going to do it. They had that fake bust the day before the election. And I get the same intel you get. And then from the super elites down to the low-level people, the good guys, the bad guys, they all knew this was coming. And that's why Musk said, it's the end of civilization. You don't elect Trump. We got a fighting chance with him. He goes, this is existential. Your whole future hangs in the balance. He's not going all in for this. You know, for no reason. They were going to come after him and put him in prison for sure if Trump did not get this election. And we just still don't have him in yet. So when Elon Musk is all in saying there's no future if we don't do this, they were planning a post-industrial world, which is the Rio de Janeiro Compact, 1992, that created Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. We're now in the plan, and the world's saying, no, we don't want it. I'm getting chills right now. And that's what this is about. So we're saying, get prepared now. Hopefully we mitigate this. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but they had this plan. So if they kill Trump or they stop us or we don't get our agenda in, they are going to try to launch this plan. And believe me, that's why I'm so freaked out. This is 100% real. Steve Slepcevich.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at just the billions and trillions of dollars, these globalists are not going to sit there and simply say, okay, you know what? We quit. It's going to be peaceful, silent. They're just going to go away. The demons don't operate that way. There's going to be a massive counter strike. They're not going to allow that 50 years plus of this plan simply now stopping now. They're not going to allow that. Most of Europe is fell. So a lot of these countries, when you see them that have gone up against Trump, that have aligned themselves with the Democrat Party, are now either aligning themselves, trying to reinvent themselves like chameleons. I mean, a perfect example is NATO, right? NATO has occupied Kosovo, right? Serbian land since the Balkan Wars. And now, you know, the Albanians, there was an open letter from the Kamala Harris Waltz campaign to the Albanians, you know, to support her and how wonderful that they've been there for them during the wars. And now that vacuum of, I feel, NATO being dismantled, the Albanians will align themselves with Trump overnight, or it's going to be the Serbian people have a thing of where their land's been occupied by NATO. So as these vacuums start happening around the country, this global order, this control of puppet governments that have been installed by the deep state, or it's all coming apart. I mean, and they're trying to hold it together. So it's mass chaos.
We're going into mass chaos, an incredible time of destabilization and uncertainty, which is better than their certain plan for control collapse and bring control out of it. But so we're fighting for our lives. We've got some beachheads. We've won some battles, but people need to know we're the Mavericks. We're still the underdogs. We're the rebels. And we can only do it with God. This is it. So again, everybody stop thinking everything's okay. Only reason we got here is we admitted how much trouble we're in. We admitted how bad the enemy is. We admitted our future's on the line, and it's still on the line. And only facing reality will give us the ability in the battle space to warn people and continue to move forward, and Trump must go on total offensive. What does Trump need to do, Steve?
Well, Trump just needs to stay out of the limelight and really increase his security. I want to talk about this import of these military cells that are in our country, and they're throughout the country. They're perfectly stationed. They're simply waiting for the call. What I'm asking Americans is don't get caught up. Mainstream's going to lead this whole new overtake. The mainstream's controlled. It's owned by the globalist machine. It's owned by the Soros, the Gates. They're not allowing their whole empire to come down. When Bill Gates himself gave $50 million to the Harris campaign, I want people to understand that if these things come to the streets and you start seeing gunfire, you start seeing scrimmages and battles and whatever chaos is going on, don't get caught up in it. Wait till you get further intel to see what it is. And I know there's an emotional reaction where people can get steered in a specific direction. And that was a perfect case in point with how the feds ran the whole January 6th thing by leading them into that whole thing where it allowed them to be played in that whole scenario. Don't allow that to happen again. If there are bodies that are down on the streets, and this is just what I would do, your choice, I would demask them, because I'm going to tell you right now, those guys would be wearing face covers. I would demask them and I would take photographs of those individuals. And then guess what? I would take a quick DNA sample. Look, I'm not saying military style cut their ear off like what's done in war. But, you know, a lot of our Marines, when they were out there, that's what you do. You take an ear and then you come back and then you know who you identified as far as who you took down. But what I'm saying is that they're going to be an imported military group that's going to start the process, then pull back. If I was to do a scenario, right, pull back, let that media drive that, bring people to the streets. Blame it on Americans. This is the domestic terrorists. This is the white supremacists. This is the MAGA movement. This is the Christian nationals that we were warning you about, when it couldn't be furthest from the truth. You know, the reality of it, the fact that they could take and spin MAGA, make America great again, how they can spin all these things that are really just faith-based Christian, not extremist, people that love their children, that want less government and want to be left alone. You know what? It's no different than the Americans are the John Wicks. Like, just leave us alone. Why are you disrupting? Why are you coming after my dog, my my squirrel? Why are you coming after my family, my children? And that's where it's going to come unglued. But I ask people to be patient, because this is where they're going to want to play that card. Don't fall for it. The best thing to do is shelter in place, protect your family, your perimeter, create a community, stand up an EOC, an emergency operations center that's in your neighborhood, and control your perimeter. And stay patient till more information comes out. Not saying that's what it's going to happen. I'm simply saying, ready your house, get right with God, and get to know your neighbor. Get to know your neighbor, and just be ready. That's all I can say.
Steve Slepnovich, thank you so much for being here with us today. People need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com and check out the incredible products, the best prices that all support the broadcast. We'll put the number on screen one more time. When you call and get the satellite phone, you get the amazing free super value Faraday cage, a travel bag for security, and more. 941-841-0844, 941-841-0844. Steve Slepnovich, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, Alex.
Thank you, sir. It's our responsibility to be the watchman on the wall and to tell you what's happening. All right, let me say this before Owen Schroyer takes over, and I've also got to comment on the huge thing about me being the White House press secretary. Let me do that first. I did a video on this last night and told you what I really think of it and why it's important. I don't want to be the White House press secretary. I want to reach the people by the tens of millions every day, and I want to warn them. But because I've been so demonized, and because the system wants to control the narrative, Trump doing something like that is about us saying, whoever you demonize, we support. You don't dictate who we support anymore. And so that's why it's the ultimate troll, and it would have hundreds of millions of viewers a day. It would just be the biggest thing ever. And I would suggest he rolls a lot of people through just to troll the media, because not being afraid of them, not being afraid of what we'll say, it's all about just completely trolling them and throwing it in their face. And I did a longer explanation. If you want to see it, it's on X. I'll retweet it when I go off air here in a few minutes, because I did a good job last night breaking it down. That said, we are up for sale, forced by the court, Wednesday. We can be off the air. Bad guys buy it next Thursday. So I'll be here tomorrow doing an emergency broadcast at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. I'll be back Sunday at 4 p.m. Central, Monday right through Wednesday. They bad guys buy it. I'm going to stay on air Wednesday night right until they come in the building and turn the lights off. I'll be right here when they go, turn the power off. I'm going to fight to the last minute. But we need funds for the legal and the servers and the websites and the video streaming and the satellite uplinks and the crew and the equipment and all of it. And we've got the basics and, you know, money for maybe a month of payroll or something with the folks that our sponsor has gotten in and is secure and ready. We need to hit this running. And if we don't shut down next week and good guys buy it, I got to make sure that's the case and they're really good guys. And, you know, things are not very certain. What is certain is you supporting us and word of mouth wherever we go and telling folks we're there and following me at Real Alex Jones. We're trying to take that and the backup channel at on X, AJN Live, which you see on screen right there up in the corner. And tell everybody else to follow that. But they want us off the air for this transition and what's coming. They don't want us every minute watching and scanning and alerting and being the sentry on the walls, being the Paul Revere's. So we've brought in a lot of money at thealexjonesstore.com through our sponsor. And they're great guys. They're great marketers. They're bigly. They produce the best Trump shirts and are big sponsors for Steven Crowder and the Hodge twins and so many others. I had little talks with them, though, because I see the numbers. I'm like, you're selling the CMOS for 55% off. And then you give VIP members another discount. And I go, let me see the numbers. Oh, actually, some of these deals, we lose money, but we're getting new customers. They're going to love it. I'm like, okay, let's have a couple fundraiser t-shirts that are $50. So we actually, you know, get 20 something bucks, you know, after all the cost. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. So I had an idea 2 weeks ago. We'll do a wide shot so you can see these. And I said, okay, I want a red on black classic InfoWars that says 1776 worldwide 2024, my signature. historic, looks great in your office, great, you know, wherever, you know, you support us, whatever happens, InfoWars, that survives is even cooler, doesn't survive, you got the memento, and it helps fund the future. An Alex Jones-style Star Wars fun thing we came up with, and then the other thing I designed, white on black, InfoWars lives forever with my signature, it's right there. There are only a few thousand of each one of these, they're limited edition. This is literally you knowing you back the second American Revolution at such a critical time, while we've gone over the top, while we have the initiative, while this is all happening. So these things cost like $5 to print because they are high quality, and they're on like a poster board, so they're thick, they're nice. It's like a particularly good movie poster. And then the tube and all that's like eight bucks per unit. With $50, you know, we're getting like, you know, they get part of their operations, but we're getting $20-something for each poster for the operation. So if folks just go buy the posters, if people buy them right now, you'll hear me when I come back on Sunday and Monday. I won't be up there. Please, please help me, help me, help me. If you go get those, we'll have the money and some runway out a few months. But the legal, everything else. So if you want to keep the show on the air, this is the action point, thealexjonesstore.com. And all the supplements are great, and all the t-shirts are great, and just, you know, everything's amazing. It's just when they're selling a t-shirt for $25-$30 and the t-shirt costs $15, or it's an XXXL, $17, and then they've got their expenses and their crew and the legal and all the stuff, and then we blah, blah, blah. Not a lot of money. So these are the things you get if you really want to support us. And all the Trump gear's in, it's amazing. Trump won. I think these are the best designs out there. I'm proud of these guys. I love the work they're doing. And it's all there. So the AlexJonesStore.com. Three limited edition posters. I designed the red one and the white one. I mean, I literally made those. And they're simple. They're very strong, very clean. It's my original design for the InfoWars logo. And then the middle one, I said, why don't we have a Star Wars one? Kind of a fun thing, you know, that for somebody, like if you got a little arcade in your house with video games or pool table or whatever. I used to have a bigger house, but I don't have a room for a pool table now. But if I did, that'd be hanging in my house. That's fun. And so it's all there. To me, it's a no-brainer. I want to thank you respectfully for everything you've done. I want to thank God for leading, guiding, directing. It's been incredible. I want to thank the crew for putting up with me because they understand. But I've been a jerk lately. I'll admit it. I'm trying to repent. I try to not be so angry. But this is our whole future. They get it. They're pissed off, too. They've been busting their ass. And I'd sure like to not just, whether we survive or have to set up a new operation, it'd be nice to give these guys a bonus and maybe a raise. They haven't had bonuses or raises in over 2 years. And they're a badass team, so I salute them. So for all of us here at the InfoWars family, whatever happens, it's all in God's plan, but God works through you, so take action now and be part of the fundraiser. Get the posters now. Thank you so much. Owen Schroyer, straight ahead.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own, and we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality.
Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. Because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.